Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Damn good ass, yeah. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
And our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here is my hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. We're starting a little late. It is 7:30 in California. Sunny, 52 degrees. Beautiful day. All the leaves are brown. That's how we like it in California. I know Texas is having a hard time, but you didn't come here to hear me talk about the weather. Today, I want to talk about crazy people. I'm not talking about the artists, because we know the artists are crazy. It's you. You can't make up your mind. We have a lot of stories I'm going to try to get through, and we have a short amount of time, so I'll talk like I'm on cocaine. Cocaine. Wow. Remember those days? Oh, man. Yeah, the 80s and the 90s. I wasn't going to talk about cocaine, but somebody brought it up. I think it was me. Cocaine. Anyway, coke is a very powerful drug. It's a hell of a drug. I think that's what Rick James said. What was I thinking? I don't know. But we're gonna talk about cocaine. Nobody talks. Oh, yeah, look at that. We have a good show today. We're gonna talk about teachers getting fired for ridiculous reasons. We're talking about women getting tattoos who had bad experience. We're going to be talking about all that. Abortion. Crazy Republican. Donald Trump. We've got a lot to talk about. Look at that. Eric. Go ahead. Studio at 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. Give you a chance to come into the studio. But you know what? Good part. You can't even have cocaine anymore. They put that fentanyl shit in. It's all about. That's right. So we'll be right back with our big topic. Britney Spears getting crazy again. Fans get upset. Listen to Hammer Radio Network. Brian Hammer. Look at that guitar. Listen into that guitar. You don't hear guitars like that anymore. No more. You don't hear guitars in rap video, hip-hop, nothing. Look at this guitar, man. Lohan, Eric Clapton making guitars talk. Now, his big influence was B.B. King. B.B. King, there's two, B.B. King and Johnny Guitar Watson. That's all I know. He can play a guitar like that. But I heard something silly on the TV today. Talk about that. About abortion. Black women. We'll be right back. Again, I always have this theory. When a woman, lady, girl are attracted to bad boys, that's who they are. You know they're bad. You know they're boys. But I don't know, this delusion about training a man or make him a good boy, or you could change his behavior. This is where we get into shaky ground. This is where divorces, separation, violence, domestic violence, alcoholism, drug use in a relationship, cheating, comes into play. You know he's a bad boy, and you know she's a bad girl, but you think, because you're godlike, and you're so good, and you're egotistical, that it attracted to you. You know, that behavior attracted you. But then you think, okay, you're in a relationship now and I want to change you. It never works. Ask my girlfriend. It doesn't work. She has many headaches during our relationship trying to change a bad boy into good behavior. I mean, she loves the bad behavior, but she doesn't want it. She wants it exclusive and controlled. You can't do that. This is where we have the problem. This is where a lot of women find themselves in relationships and they have the problem. And it's not about the bad boy. He's a bad boy. What's wrong with you? Why are you attracted to these kind of people? And then when you do get attracted to these kind of people, and you get these kind of people because your ego is saying, I got the bad boy, I got the guy in the bike and the motorcycle and the leather jacket, I got the guy who likes the freaky-dicky sex, I got the guy who likes to experiment and everything, I got the guy who lets me dress the way I want to, even how slutty I want to dress or how conservative I want to dress, because he digs it. You got all that. But then again, you get the guy who can't hold the job, you get the guy who's unpredictable, you get the guy whose emotions are like a roller coaster. You get that too. You just can't take the good part out. So I look at these relationships and I hear, okay, women, we're abused. I'm with the abusive guy. How long have you been together? 40 years, and he still abuses. He kicks my cane and pulls my teeth and throws them out and puts them on the dog. I mean, this is what it's about. I can't blame him. I have to blame you. What were you thinking? And we got to hold you accountable with decisions. Sometimes do good girl make bad decisions? Do bad girl make good decisions? Take your pick. Which one do you want? You want the good girl that makes bad decisions, or do you want the bad girl that makes great decisions? And if you're attracted to the bad boy, what's inside of you is bad. Maybe you're not the good girl that you think you are. Maybe you are the bad girl. Because like I said, my girlfriend's a good girl, but she's with the bad boy, and she has headaches every single day, and she has that look on her face like, why did I do this? I don't know, but there's nothing wrong with me. Something has to be wrong with her, because she already knows I'm crazy and I'm a bad boy. She's a good girl. Why is she with the bad boy? I blame her, and I have to blame you guys with your terrible decisions. We're going to talk about it. The reason I led into this is that we're going to talk about it. Here we go. First subject, Britney Spears. Yeah. You know, there was a video. I'm not prepared. I wanted to go up and catch my people in a very early hour, because if I go up an hour later, I lose my people. I want to give a shout-out to the best people in the world. I want to give a shout-out to Melissa. I want to give a shout-out to Laverne. I want to give a shout-out to King. I want to give a shout-out to Stanley. I want to give a shout-out to Fuck You Joe. Even Mr. Solution. These are the guys that keep me going and wake me up in the morning. They make me want to do the show. Latia, give a shout-out to her. There's so many of you. Hotep, I can go on and on and on. I think I said fuck you, Joe, twice. I just like to say fuck you. These are the people that keep me on the show. So complain to them. Don't get mad at me. They're the reason. And that lovely Laverne, that lovely Luscious, just Luscious. I call her Mrs. Delicious. Anyway, where am I? Okay. So I want to play Britney Spears. You know, I love her behavior. She is a bad, bad girl. Naughty, naughty, naughty little girl. Naughty girl. She even wrote a song. I want to do it one more time. You know who? Britney is like the bad girl of, God, what's her name? And I love her name. Oh, damn, I always forget her name, but I love her. Anyway, I'll figure it out. Well, anyway, just because she's a bad girl doesn't mean that she is a crazy person. But you guys were up in arms when you found out that Britney's parents said, you know, her behavior is wrong, and we're going to control this behavior. We're going to make sure she doesn't spend all of her money like many other musicians and lose all her money and do crazy things. And at that one period of time, Britney Spears, if I remember right, Lindsay Lohan and Kim Kardashian, was it Kardashian? I'm not quite sure, that they used to take pictures of them stepping out of the limo with a dress on with no underwear. That was the thing. They got a kick out of that. Everybody went crazy because they saw their hoo-haws. I loved it. You guys went crazy. But I remember when the parents said she's out of control, we need all this authority over her. You guys went nuts. Why do you go nuts? You don't even know this woman. Then you hear that they're spending all the money and everything and going, poor Britney. In fact, you guys remember this video? You remember this video? Right here. I'll play it for you.
Do we really want to see a 25-year-old woman leave behind two children and die? Have we learned nothing from Anna Nicole Smith? I know it's hard to see Britney Spears as a human being, but trust me, she is. She's a person. She's like you or I.
No, she's not. Get out of that dress, dude.
And I don't know about you, but I know that I would be pretty shaken up right now. whatever the case of her, whatever the cause of her performance was, I don't care. All I care about is Brittany's well-being. And Brittany, all I want is for you to get well. That's all I want. And what really bothers me is to think of those people out there who don't see her as a person. And if anything ever happened to Britney Spears, the world can kiss my ass goodbye. Because if anything ever happens to her, I'm jumping off the nearest fucking building.
Where's the GPS?
I don't care what anyone says. I love Britney.
Uh-oh.
And if anything ever happens to her, if she ever commits suicide because of a fucking idiot video, I mean, because of a fucking idiot blogger, I will kill myself too.
Yay!
Get well, Brittany.
Yay!
The world needs to know that Brittany still has her fans.
Oh boy. Transgender?
Brittany needs to know that she still has her fans. I love you, Brittany. Just know that, okay? Just know that. And how fucking dare anyone out there make fun of Brittany after all she's been through? She lost her aunt. She went through a divorce. She had two fucking kids. Her husband turned out to be a user, a cheater, and now she's going through a custody battle. All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human! What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more. Leave her alone. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards. Leave Brittany alone. Please. Perez Hilton talked about professionalism and said if Britney was a professional, she would have pulled it off no matter what. Speaking of professionalism, when is it professional to publicly bash someone who's going through a hard time?
Oh.
Leave Britney alone! Please! Leave Britney Spears alone right now. A minute.
Wow.
Anyone who has a problem with her, you deal with me. Because she's not well right now.
And you are. Look how well this guy is. Look at this. Yes, I am.
There you have it. There you have it. These are how crazy the fans are. Case in point. Here we go. Headline. This is out of Twitter, Daily, from the Daily Mirror. Britney Spears. Oh, by the way, I got to set it up because Britney Spears is now the judge awarded her, thanks to her lawyers, her freedom, her she's away from her parents, she doesn't have a hold, and blah, blah, blah. How to put that down there? I got to do the tape. Leave Brian alone, because I know you motherfuckers hate me. Leave me alone. Leave Brian alone. But Cindy's giving me the side eye. I'm trying to do an award-winning show here. Golden Mike, baby. Golden Mike. That's right. Haters. Hater, just a hater. Golden Mike, baby. Golden Mike. Leave Brian alone. Brian does not need his head examined. We'll find out what kind of things going on in there. All right, here we go. So, headline here. This is from the Daily Mirror. Britney Spears fans plead for her to stop as she repeatedly posts some racy snaps. So the fans are upset because Britney Spears has this great body, and she's posing. If you look at the marquee, she's posing. She's naked with her hands around her tits. Very beautiful, I may add. It's artful. Her hair up, choker, and she has a little tiny thong. Why are people so upset with nudity? So fans are upset, or fans are upset. Headline, Britney Spears fans plead for her to stop as she repeatedly posts some racy snaps. Britney Spears fans have taken to the star's latest string of Instagram. So they want to plead with her to stop uploading nude snaps of herself on social media. Who says that? Who is out of, you know what it is? She has a lot of facts. Let me see. Can I say fag? If I whisper it, is that okay? Is it okay? You cannot say faggot. You know, I'm getting side eye here. She has a lot of gay, extremely gay. How can we say extremely gay? She has a lot of extremely gay fans. They're not interested in her hoo-haws. They're not interested in her tatas. But there's a lot of heterosexual fans who loves the tits and ass. More tits, more. You know, as you get older, you kind of miss that. You go, oh, that's how it used to look. Because if you're over 45 and everything and you're married, you're looking, you know, they're not way up there anymore. I mean, they kind of hang low. I mean, it's, but it's nice to see some breasts that are up high and nice. She looks great. She looks fantastic. And that's coming from the heterosexual audience and not your gay, queer, LGBFOU, the queerfoos. I am not a homo basher. In fact, I'm drinking homo milk. I'm on your side. Show went down a drain. I should have stopped at hello. So that's what happened. So the fans are getting upset because they're tired of her uploading naked picture of herself. They did the same thing with Rihanna. Within the space of 5 hours, a 40 years old with a body like that? Damn. Wow. 40. That is nice. 40-year-old pop sensation had uploaded a string of very similar images over the separate posts. Where was this at? Instagram. Well, I got some Instagram account. I'm going to have to friend her. In the first set, she captioned the post, photo dump of the last time. I was in Mexico before there was a baby inside me. Oh, this is before baby. So this was at BB, before baby. Why the heck do I look 10 years younger on vacation? The same photo was posted 6 times in a total shading closeness. There you go. So the fans are upset. Wow, look at that. I'm going to get some Instagram right there. She looks great for 40. Well, she looks great. She says she wants to do it before she gets wrinkles, and she looks great. Fans were upset in the Daily Mirror. I can't really get to that post. That's the caption. My caption is, what the heck, what's the problem here? What is the problem? I'm going to go on Twitter right here, put in Britney. Here we go. Let's see what comes up here. The Daily Mirror does come up, but it doesn't have anything about Britney. Okay, I know what they did. They did this little bait and switch. First we're looking at Britney, and then they switch it to some other stuff. It's okay. I fell for it. What's wrong with nudity? Why can't we just deal with it? Why can't we look at a beautiful body? I just don't understand. Britney Spears shows off baby bump at the beach. Why do we want to see that? Why do we, you know, any man that says that a woman is, the only man who says a woman is beautiful when they're pregnant is the father. No other man thinks a woman is beautiful when she's pregnant. Looks like she had a couple of beers on the weekend. Spring break. I love babies and everything, but no, nobody wants to see you pregnant with your stomach hanging out on a two-piece. And quit lying to the woman saying she looks beautiful. She does not. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to look at. Why, cover it up. Put a blanket on that baby. Oh, here's the post right here. In the first set, the caption, we already read that. Why the heck do I look 10 years younger on vacation? The same photo was posted. I already said that. While some fans praise her openness, others beg for her to refrain from continuing to post such images. Are you out of your freaking mind, you gay fans? Shut up. We want to see her openness. A lot of men have seen her openness, except some men have been in her openness. We love her openness. Behave yourself. I'm looking at nude pictures of Britney, and they're really nice. One user wrote, "We don't need to see this, and we don't need to see it five times in a different filter." And you know that's coming from a fat bitch. Only a fat bitch would say, "We don't need to see this, and we don't need to see it five times in a different filter." While another agrees, saying, "Please have a little respect for yourself and your children." What is wrong posing naked? And then you disrespect yourself? This is what this moral majority bullshit, that's coming from women who are overweight and nobody likes them. There are some women, I go into the gym and I don't work out, I just go into the gym. For reasons, for seeing women work. You know, if you see a woman work out in gym, it could be very sexual, especially when they bench press and something, and you put music to it. It can be a very good thing. Mm-hmm. Where was I? Oh, please have a little respect for yourself and children. What the hell does that mean? Just because you have a great body and you're posing nude, just because you're posing nude doesn't mean you disrespect yourself? Shut up. Shut up. That's what's wrong with the world. Fat bitches complaining about skinny bitches. That reminds me, I'm watching TV, and there's a concert going on. Who was that girl? Lilo, or what's her name? Lilo? You know, she's all fat and everything. Who was her? Oh, God. What is the song that she? I have Alzheimer's. I mean, she's a fat one. Would I want to see her in a two-piece? No, I would not. I think I have her here. Oh, Lizzo. Remember Lizzo? Lizzo's going in concert right now. And here's Lizzo right here. Remember Lizzo?
I do my hair, Tom. Check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
She's fat as hell. I would not want to see her in a two-piece or standing in front of a camera covering her big floppy tits and her floppy ass. She's a great singer. I don't know if she's great. She had one hit. She sings, she's okay. She had a nice little toonie. She had a hit, you know, thing. But no. She does not look fine as hell. Maybe to a fat man. No. You could check your nails and do your hair. I don't care. You are not fine. Oh, wait a minute. No, her face is pretty. Her face is pretty. Her face is pretty. But once you get below the neck, what the heck? I'm out. Reaching for the door, grabbing my beer as I leave. Suing the beer company because the reason I was there because I was drunk. And I will sue that beer company for making her look good to me as far as body weight. Now, if there was a glory hole, okay. If you don't know what a glory hole is, look it up. Look it up.
I do my head toss, check my neck. Baby, how you feeling?
Head yeah.
Toss, check my neck.
Baby, that's it, baby.
Ooh, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep moving.
Gays love this song.
Trying to get some new
and gays are not looking at your body.
We're going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky.
That's right.
I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify. If he don't love you anymore.
That's right. I'm out. My beer. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
You
can go ahead and toss that here. Can you imagine that? It takes a whole lot of man. Love her. That's a lot of woman. Yes, see, there's the tequila. It's good advice. Get the fuck out. And do the walk of shame. Can you imagine that, doggy? Wow. Talk about walking the dog. That's a big dog walk right there. Wow. That's like, what do you call it? It's a lot of women. Going to take a lot of men. She's on tour right now. I think people who have type 2 diabetes should get in free. Why not? Why not? Going back to Britney. Why do you even care? Why do you even care? The same woman said, this is public. Do you want your son's friends seeing this type of thing? You're better than this. No, she's not. Leave her alone. Leave Britney alone. Like my gay friend there. Who cares? Her kids see her naked all the time. Who cares? And I don't think, when I look at Britney naked, I don't think about her kids. Shut up, fool. And her friend's kid. And you want her friend's son's friend seeing this? Yeah, I've got the hottest mom on the planet. You're damn right. Shut up, fool. See, this was wrong with the society. This is public. Do you want your son's friend seeing this type of thing? You're better than this. No, she's not. Leave her alone. A third person said, what are you doing? Stop it. Another, you, just the type you can tell it's gay. It's gay. It smells fruity. Just when the, just by typing it, you can tell it's a gay guy. What are you doing, girl? Stop it, girl. Stop. Listen, you gay people, knock it off. You LGBTQ motherfuckers. Listen, stay in your gay lane. Just stay there. Shut up. Tired of you guys ruining a good thing for heterosexual people. Shut up. Gay. Kick you in the ass and ruin your sex life. Gay people. Gay people get on my nerves. I hear a little beautiful voice on my shoulder named Laverne who's saying, baby, focus. Stay with your subject. Don't go off now, baby. You know we love you, but sometimes you have that OCD and you go off on other tangents. Stay focused. All right, my little angel Laverne. I'll keep on being focused. And then I hear the little angel Melissa. No, 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 no. Do it, Brian. Do it. Do it. So they conflict each other. I don't know what's going on here. A third one says, however, it appeared as though the comments fell on deaf ears, as just hours later, the baby one more time singer shared another snap, and there she is again. She's naked with her doggy. What a lucky puppy. Wow. She's using the dog to cover her boobies. Damn good dog. And then Brittany says that her dad, Jamie, ruined her sex life with cruel fat jibs. This is why she's like that. You see? So she did it again, and again she got the mixed bag of comments with over 30,000 fans liking the snap, including her fiancé, Sam. Play it again, Sam. Yeah. Look at those green eggs and hams, Sam. Look at that. Sam liked it. One follower wrote, please stop. While another joked, oops, she did it again. A third questioned whether she was doing okay. Are you okay? You're showing your body, Brittany. Are you okay? Listen, she's a showman. She's in the entertainment business. Oh, are you complaining now because you've seen her? Have you ever been to her concert? Do you see what she's wearing? Have you ever seen Lady Gaga? How come the fags are not up in arms with Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga, my God, I saw a video of Lady Gaga, and she pulled down her pants, and she's halfway naked and everything. I don't see any gay rides going on there. Leave Britney alone. We all love Britney, but we're very concerned. That wasn't the end of it, though, with three more similar shots uploaded. Three more shots. God, I got to get Instagram. Oh, my goodness. These are some of the comments from the shots. Oh, my goodness, Brittany. Anyone else legitimately concerned? No. And it's from some old piece of shit. She's like, she's 100 years old. And she goes, anyone else here legitimately concerned? No, we're not concerned. Shut up. Shut up. Anyone else here legitimately concerned? I'm concerned she's not going to post anymore. Here's another woman. Someone please help her. She is just not okay. Are you? And these women are over 80. And here's one from Charles Manson. And they think I'm crazy. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, he's dead. Must be Charles Manson's ghost. Here's one from the B2K killer. I wonder if she needed a little ride. If she likes dogs, come over to my house. Huh. Nice. It's a nice little tweet. Well, anyway, just because a woman has spent a little time working out with her body, she spent a little time taking care of herself, and she feels good about something. Oh, I didn't read the thing. What was it? I think that I passed it up that she complained her dad ruined her sex life. Well, that's kind of stupid. What dad didn't ruin your sex life? That's what a dad does. What the hell are you talking about? What dad is encouraging her to be sexual? That's kind of a stupid thing. But Brittany's acting out. All I can say is I'm going to send her father a good Father's Day gift. Good job. Wasn't for him being abusive, we wouldn't see these good things. Always looking to bright side. All right. That's enough of Britney. I didn't know Britney Spears and Rihanna are bonding all over again over their baby bumps. Okay, they're having, you know, it sprawls it. When women talk about their babies, pregnant Britney Spears confesses fans as she posts her racy snaps. She blames her dad for racy photos. Who cares? We don't need the background of Britney Spears. We don't need it. If you think I'm sexualizing a woman and you think I'm mad, first you're telling people, first people are telling Britney to control her life, and then when she does what she wants to do, because of your own moral judgment, you're trying to make her feel bad about herself. Is that good? That cannot be good. Being so judgmental. Have you ever noticed that the judgmental people are fat and old? Yeah. We'll be right back with our main story, and we'll stay on topic. I can't remember that girl. But we'll be right back. If you'd like to come in the studio, it's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in. And our story, our leading story, are about, I think I messed it up. This is women, what are you thinking when you get a tattoo? Guys, when a woman gets a tattoo, what is she thinking and where she puts it? And then we're talking about these teachers. I mean, there are some professions that, you know, after job is done, can't you be a human being? But there are some professions you think after job, they have to be a moral even after they get off job? I guess you don't see a doctor, a female doctor, doing spring break and lifting up her top, or a psychologist on your shoulders at Coachella with her top off. I guess some professions, you always have to think, even after 5 p.m., that they must be professional or act accordingly. Are we putting too much moral ground on people? We're going to talk about teachers who got fired for just silly reasons. It's in Brian Hammer Jackson. And I'll be right back. I had to play my favorite song. If you'd like to come in and dedicate a song to someone, you can. Again, the number is 319-527-6099. We'll talk a little bit about abortion. About you idiots. Stupid fools. You know, you earthlings, man, you are funny, funny people. All right, we'll be right back. If I can find something to play. I like this song. We'll be right back.
We could stay high.
little sex play is not bad to juice up the relationship. I mean, bring your freak on. I mean, you know, don't be so uptight. This is a great song. You should play it while you make love. It's like a B&D song. Spanky. I like it. You know, some men should role play a lot more often. Maybe you could be a man. Maybe she'll let you be a man. Yeah, role play for a little bit. All right, time to get to the show. Here we go. So this woman, should we go 10? These are 10 reasons why teachers get fired. These are 10 ridiculous reasons why a teacher get fired. If you can name, I'll tell you what, if you can name one of them before I get there, you get a prize. Here we go. 10 reasons why teachers get fired. And then we're going to talk about abortion. I've been trying not to talk about abortion, but, well, maybe I'll talk about abortion before we get this. I know Laverne. There's a little Laverne thing. Sweetheart, stay focused. I know Laverne. I know. She's right on my shoulder. That little, luscious little lady there. But I got to talk about this. I'm watching TV again. And I got to a point where I hate MSNBC. Got to a point where I hate it. It's not everybody on MSNBC, but Joy Reid. She's a black woman on MSNBC. It doesn't matter what the topic is. Doesn't matter what the topic is. The topic could be earthquake, wildfires. The topic could be abortion. I swear to God, try this. Play this game. It's a drinking game. We do this all the time. As soon as she comes on, we already got the booze. Doesn't matter what the topic. Could be Donald Trump. Could be anything. Within 5 minutes of that broadcast, she's going to bring in black and racist. Something about being racist. She'll bring it in. Doesn't matter what the subject is. She'll bring it in. Yeah, at the Capitol thing, there was no black people at the Capitol thing with the Capitol January, what was it, 6th, whatever. She'll bring it in. And Donald Trump did this and this and this. And him and his racist friends went in and stormed the Capitol. I go, what? There's no black people there. There was one nigga there who had a sign saying, I wish you were here. Taking pictures as a tour. There was only one black guy I saw during all those crazy white people jumping the Capitol, but Joy Reid had to bring it in and made it racial. She did no different with abortion. Abortion. No different. I accidentally had that channel on when I was watching sports. I didn't even see who was on it. I heard the sound, and I knew it was this Joy Reid. By the way, she's Haitian, not black. And if you keep saying it's the same thing, it's not the same thing. Haitian and black people are totally different. Just because their skin color is a little darker than ours doesn't mean that they're black. What qualifies as a black? Here's how you can tell what is a qualification of a black man. Drive your car around midnight into a white neighborhood and see if you get pulled over. If you don't get pulled over, you can probably pass for being white. If you get pulled over and your ass beat, you are black. That's it. If you get shot, damn, you're blacker than most. Where was I? I'm listening to the TV. Abortion. Abortion. People who want to abortionate the baby. And she says this stupid thing about, I don't have the sound up. It's of course, she has all black people there. And so she says, so one of the people on the show says, well, you know, if they overturn Roe versus Wade, black women are going to be in trouble. I go, what? I couldn't believe I saw the picture, you know. I go, what the fuck are you talking about? Black women are going to be in trouble if we overturn Roe versus Wade. I go, what the fuck are black people going to be in trouble? White people going to be in trouble? My head started to hurt at this time, but I had to find out the reason why she said this stupid thing. And you ever notice that when they get into the laws, they bring in racists? When the Democrats want to bring in some kind of stupid law, they bring in racist remarks to get the people upset. And then you get your white people who are very liberal upset, and they get upset. Everything is racist if we, when you want to pass something. The pandemic, you know, the black and minorities are the ones who are not wearing the mask, and we got to put them in it, and this is why we need to pass the bill. Blah, blah, blah. Everything. Have you ever noticed it? When the Democrats want to pass something, it's a racist tone to get the people all upset. They bring it in. Let's bring in the drums. I mean, it's like they think we're in Africa, and we start playing the drums, and it's going through all the black communities. They understand the drumming of the drums. Like back in Africa, and we go, ooh, we should pay attention to this. Let me tell you something. So I'm listening to this bullshit, and they say something stupid. Ooh, look at that lovely Melissa.
What the heck are you? You are all over the place today. I'm here to help you.
Lovely Melissa.
You are everywhere. Everywhere.
Am I really? Am I really?
Yeah. You are everywhere.
Oh, Melissa. It's just I have so much to talk about. And I bring it up, and I have to talk about it because I have that OCD.
And then it goes on to something else.
I know that it goes into help Britney Spears, and I end up in B&D parlor.
Britney Spears and perverted teachers and abortion and racism and come on, I'm here to help.
Thank you, everybody.
You're
welcome. Lovely Melissa here. Lovely Melissa. Let me give you applause for coming in and saving my ass.
Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. I need it.
No, but you know, seriously, I'm getting to the point. I mean, today I didn't want to. You know, I wanted to come up. I needed something to talk about. Lovely Melissa, everybody. Look at that. Melissa. Just stuff in the news, but, you know, so, Melissa, I'm listening to the news, and like I said, MSNBC, Joy Reid can't stand a bitch. She's Haitian, but she wants to be black.
Okay. What?
You know, it's somebody, yeah, she's on MSNBC.
Oh.
You know, she claims that she's a black woman and power to the people and stuff like that. So, but she's from Harvard, believe it or not. I didn't know that. So she comes on TV, and I'm hearing, well, the abortion is bad for black people, for black women. And I'm going, what the fuck? And didn't hear the reason. Well, the reason why where black women cannot afford health care and that they can't afford a ticket, an airline ticket, to fly to another state that allows abortion.
Mm.
Now,
mm.
There's two reasons why I was really, really concerned. One, are you telling me black women cannot afford to get an airline ticket to go somewhere? I mean, they're broke. All black women are broke and they're poverty stricken. That's one reason why I got pissed off. Let's just go there. But the other reason is that black women are getting pregnant and they have the baby daddy and they can't get health care. My answer is, black bitches, close your damn legs, right? I mean, what are you doing?
Oh, my.
What are you doing? I mean, that's the first thing. I'm thinking, no, close your legs. Done.
Well, that goes for every woman. You can say it about
exactly.
Every woman. It's not just black women.
Black bitches, right.
Laverne, get in here. I know you're listening. I know she is.
She hates that one.
I can't say 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. Laverne, get in here.
Control this guy. But Melissa, you agree with me.
Talking down.
That every time the Democrats, and I know that you're independent, so I think you have a good perspective on this, but every time the Democrats have an agenda, they bring in race on this. Everything is racist.
Oh,
they do that race card. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pandemic. Well, black people in the black neighborhoods are not getting, therefore we got to put a bigger budget so they can afford masks. Are you saying that every black person and everything is low income? I mean, when you watch sporting events that go basketball, those are millionaires on that court. You got 10 millionaires running up and down that court, and the majority of them are black. Once in a while, they'll throw in a white guy just for ratings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that pissed me off. And I think black women should be pissed off and say, you know, that's bullshit. This is about everyone, not about black women. But you want to pass this agenda, you're going to hit the black people saying that they're too poor to travel to get an abortion. They're too ignorant to shut their legs. Or they're too dumb to have birth control. That's how I hear it, but you want to make this a political statement about black women are going to be the ones who are going to be very, very, what, punishable if Roe versus Wade is overturned? Every woman would be in trouble.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned,
I agree.
I used to be pro-lifer. But now I see morons having children. I'm seeing those children walk around and drive, and they walk among us. I'm not quite sure. I would have aborted that child. How many of these crazy kids you see running around your street?
Not many.
But kids don't play outside anymore. Yeah, but see, I like you because, one, you're an independent thinker. Two, you do care about, you know, because you know what you say. Your words have power, and you're very careful with your words. I know that. No, you are. You are. I'm not being sarcastic. Sometimes you go.
Sometimes
you get a little crazy. But what do you feel about this abortion thing, Melissa? I mean, you have a daughter.
I don't like that. I don't like that they're doing this. But we knew this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen from the minute. What was that weirdo Kavanaugh? We knew. Everybody knew. Remember?
I like beer.
The pervert that bothered girls and. Yeah, which I believe.
Right.
I believe. But, yeah, we knew. Now we just have to go from here. That's all we can do.
Well, they're doing the wrong thing. I'll tell you what they're doing.
I think so, too.
See, I'm leading.
Louisiana was trying to make it that every woman that had an abortion would go on trial for murder.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
really?
We're getting there. Yeah.
Go put a crawfish up your ass and get with the reality of things, right?
Right.
You don't put me in the prisons. Come on. That is the most ludicrous.
True.
I'm sorry for saying that crawfish up your ass thing, but.
You know what show you're
really?
On. You could say that.
I know, right?
Right.
win
in Rome.
I don't mean to
offend
anybody. Yeah.
Go
do as Romans do. Yeah. Okay, Caligula.
Oot to, Melissa. Oot to.
You hedonistic bastard. You hedonistic bastard. Yeah.
Oh, what a great, good time. Good times.
Good times. He was a good man.
Good man.
Yeah.
The day where men were men. Here's a little thing, Melissa, I'd like you to comment on. Women are sharing their intimate abortion story, but I wasn't going to talk about abortions. I know it's on everybody's mind and everything. Let me just tell you guys, before you get your panties in a wad, I mean, do I have to save you? Do I have to come in and save the world? Let me tell you something. You're there protesting the Supreme Court justices' houses and everything. You really think that's going to change his mind? Really? Here's what you need to do.
No.
Because what the Supreme Court, and I predict this, what the Supreme Court's going to do, they're going to probably leave it up to the states because they're pussies. They're pussies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're going to say, we're going to leave it up to the states. So you protesters, you morons, you idiots, what you need to do, if you really want to make headway, I should start a company about how to protest. You go after your governors. You go after your governors who are leading this kind of pro-lifers kind of thing. You go after them. They have you elect them. They are afraid that you will not elect them. Their Q ratings will go down. They're going to crumble like a house of cards. So instead of going to the Supreme Court justice's house and blah, 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 you go to your governors. You hit your governors and say, hey, if you vote for this or if you condone this or this is going to be my state, you're out of office. That's what you do. The governors will fold like a house of cards and they'll pull it back because eventually it will be. It will be up to the states.
Sure.
That's what you need to do.
That's
go to the governor's
house.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know.
But then what happens to federal funding and things like that? And
we got a guy in the White House right now who's for this pro-choice. Am I getting it correct? Who's for this choice? So he needs a little help. He doesn't want this abortion thing to go through. You got some help out there. And those senators and those congress, those weak-ass bitches, will fold because their jobs are in jeopardy in the midterm election and in an election after that. That's how you do it. That's how you change the laws. You go after the heads of state, with get their heads on a stick. Am I right, Melissa? You get them,
Yeah. Start with the little guy while the smaller guys. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
But I think it seems cooler to people to be running, you know, around at the Capitol and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just feel cooler.
It is. It's just, you know, same thing with, I don't want to get on this tangent, same thing when we get a black shooting or whatever, unjustified shooting, blah, 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 and you're protesting police reform and everything. No. What you do is you go after the governor. You go after the deputy, the district attorney. You go after these people. They'll lose their jobs. You shamed them on Twitter and all that kind of thing. You want to change things? That's who you go after. You make the change by removing them. Just going down the street and saying, women's rights, who cares? Go after the people that can make a change. Here you go, Melissa. I'm glad you're here. I know you're busy. Hello.
Yeah, thank you.
The kids.
Say hi to the kids.
I love the kids.
The kids.
Yes, Big O.
Yeah,
and
Big O.
Also Sean. How you doing, Sean?
Yeah.
These kids are
wonderful
celebrities. I see them on Facebook. Look at that. They should be like the Gerber babies. Look at that. Oh,
they're
and by the way,
yeah.
I'm testing my new line of children clothing called Thuggies.
I saw.
I'm gonna talk to Jill to see if I can use one of the kids as a model.
Yeah.
Get some money in thuggies.
She's a little bit fat, but Oliver might look good.
Oliver will look great.
Yeah.
When your kid's the boss of the house, the baby boss, baby, the baby boss.
Oh, they are the boss.
They are
the boss.
Here you go, Melissa. I love those kids. I have seen them grow up. In fact, I think I've seen.
But there's nothing like hearing of, you know, Sunday, Mother's Day was the only, it was the best gift that I think I've had in ages. And I said, Oliver, I love you. And he said, Nana, I love you too.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God, right?
Wow.
That was the best ever.
And then you took him to the store, and it was a strange lady in line. He goes, I love you too, Nana. No, I'm kidding.
I love you.
He's loving everybody. Love you. I'm
it was genuine. No, he can be a little hater. He doesn't spread his love around like that.
He doesn't. I have watched those kids grow up, and it's always good. I heard them on the radio. They're the cutest kids, man.
From the time Oliver was born.
I know.
I
know. My God. I wanted to fly Jill. Jill is Melissa's daughter. I wanted to fly her out to a Hollywood premiere, take her out to dinner, limo, and give her the good life. She's good enough. She's pretty enough to experience that kind of thing, to be wine and dine, and then give her a gift basket and fly her home.
I don't think she knows what to do.
Oh, she needs to be spoiled for one day. Be around a man that's not going to, you know, ask her for things and all that stuff. Just treat her like a princess that she is. Okay, here we go, Melissa. Listen to this. I need your commentary. This is this is according to NBC News. Women are sharing their intimate stories about their abortions. Intimate stories about their abortions. Who would put that in the same sentence? Intimate stories of their – oh, okay. Their intimate stories, okay, about their abortions. All right. Here we go.
Circumstances and convictions.
Yeah,
they're not just statistics. Still, the stats do help paint a picture of who the Supreme Court's upcoming ruling will affect. From 2015 to 2019, the U.S. averaged about 890,000 abortions per year. That's among women under 49.
890,000 abortions per year. 895,000. This is in the United States, not worldwide, of course. Per year. That's amazing. These are stats, people.
This means that roughly 12 out of every 1,000 women in the U.S.
12 out of every 1,000 women in the U.S. are having unprotected sex. Where are they? They're on Tinder and my favorite, Pub-Pub. Let's continue. Yay, girls. You go, girls.
Had an abortion. Now, these numbers come from the Guttmacher Institute. That's a group that collects abortion statistics and advocates legal abortion. Some women end up aborting their first pregnancies, but according to the CDC, 6 out of every 10 women who have an abortion are already mothers. The latest estimates also show that abortions are...
You know, it's been a long time since we did a call. And I think we should call the CDC saying I'm a transgender male and I'm thinking about aborting my child because now I'm a male. And it's kind of uncomfortable. I don't know. It's just a thought. 800,000 aborts. Got to take my medication.
I know. You need some medication.
I'm running with scissors,
sure.
Baby. I'm running with scissors. Here
wow.
We go.
We're declining in the last few years. Let's share one more story of thinking through an abortion. Caroline writes, this is the first time I've told my story outside of friends, but with Roe being in such jeopardy, I feel like I have to speak out. I had an abortion when I was barely over 20. I was working in a bar, totally broke, really unhealthy, using substances and generally unfit to become a parent.
Yes. Now that's the kind of woman who's single and I would date. All those above, right criteria. I don't see the problem.
I struggled and struggled with my choice.
Yes. And eventually you made the wrong one, and that's why we're dating. So far, so good. I don't see this as a bad situation. Here we go.
It wasn't easy, especially with my strict Christian upbringing.
Uh-oh.
I went to a Planned Parenthood where the pregnancy was confirmed, and then to a crisis pregnancy center where I was met with nothing but a stick to pee on and judgment.
Uh-oh. And that stick, you know, he loves his golden showers, baby. America's first, USA, Donald Trump. You know he's into peeing. He loves those golden showers.
Yeah. So that's
he,
the rumor.
He really does. And then he took a picture, and in White House, there's rumors that he took a picture where he asked a hooker to shit on the bed in the Lincoln bedroom and just to upset Obama. Remember those rumors?
He should have had Amber Heard. No, wasn't that? That wasn't the White House. That was somewhere else, a different country.
Oh, yeah, it was a hotel.
Right?
I'm sorry. It was it was at a hotel in the Russian area. You know, that's that like.
Yeah.
You know what word is coming into play now? That is coming back, right. That women hate? Cunt. C-U-N-T.
We love that word up here.
Are you guys saying? I mean, I haven't. That word disappeared for 10 years, and now it's coming back.
Oh, no. It rolls out like water.
Are you serious? Because I was watching on Netflix. It was a show. I love it, called The Boys. It's a wicked, wicked adult thing. If you have Netflix, you should watch The Boys. What they are is wicked. Oh, Melissa, you should watch it. These are wicked superheroes. It's adult. It's very adult. Anyway, there's this detective going after the superheroes for their powers. And every other word is, don't be a cunt. Don't be a cunt. Cunt, 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 cunt this, cunt that. And I'm going, wow.
We never lost it.
Really?
That and twat.
Oh, twat's back? Wow.
Oh, we've never lost it. Never left our vocabulary.
I didn't know twat's back.
Especially when you use it on a male, when you call a man a cunt. Oh, yeah. Stop being a cunt.
Surprised.
You're a goddamn cunt.
I mean, I hear that. Yeah. I mean, I hear that, and women over here go, oh, my God, don't say that word. I hate that word. And it's coming back. Where did I ever see it? It was another thing I saw. Cut, cut, cut. Anyway, I love Boston. It does fit. Oh, my God, look at the time. You know the show? Do you know the show is almost over? It's gone?
What?
Yeah. 20 minutes.
Nobody called in?
No. I'm alone. I used to be number one. Now I'm just a number two. You know what it is? I came on at 7:30.
No.
And I guess our morning crew, if they don't see me on at 7, they're out.
They're out. To do something else. Yeah.
But anyway, that word is back. I got so much to talk about, but I want Melissa's advice on this and see if I can fit it in 20 minutes. Show's almost over, folks. Yep. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio, you little cunts.
Call in. Don't be a cunt.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. I love you, Melissa. Here we go.
You can even call your dog a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never call my dog a cunt.
Great word. I have when
word.
My little one pees on my bed. Oh, yeah.
You little cunt.
Are you damn bitch?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that
really.
Is funny.
Swear to God.
Wow. Well, here we go.
I knew what I had to do. Fast forward 15 years later, I am a wife, mother to two, and a social worker. I took my new chance at life and made the most of it. Without my abortion, none of this would have been possible.
Wow.
Caroline, thank you very much for sharing your story. Let's share some more of your stories and questions with Jody Hicks, the president and chief executive of Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. She recently wrote an op-ed for the LA Times called Why I'm Telling My Abortion Story Now. Ms. Hicks, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I wonder, based on the op-ed that you wrote and also on the story from Caroline that we just shared, what your reflections are in terms of the impact, the real-world lived impact that making this decision can have on women in a variety of ways.
I mean, I think it's so important right now to tell your story. We launched a website, sayabortioncalifornia.com, and it was really why I decided to tell my story. I didn't feel comfortable asking other people to do that if I wasn't willing to do it myself. And my story is typical of most, which is I wasn't ready at that time, and it has what I know has afforded me the life that I have now. And it's
shut up, cunt. You're ready to open up your legs. You're ready to have sex. It goes back to why we use these as excuses. I wasn't ready to have a baby, but you're ready to. You knew the consequences of opening up your legs. You knew the consequences of having sex. You knew in school everywhere that you had choices of birth control, and you didn't use it. So now you're saying I wasn't ready to have it. So as soon as I killed my baby, thank God I did, because look at my life now. It's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard in my life. Ever heard. I wasn't ready to have a baby. If you're not ready to have a baby, $3.25, get you a box of condoms. What is wrong with you? I don't accept that excuse. Do you? Melissa, do you accept that excuse? Oh, well, I wasn't ready to have a baby.
Yeah, I do.
You do accept that excuse?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that religion needs to be taken out of this whole equation. That's when people start to have issues. Take religion out of the equation. It's not I'm not God.
Well, you know, I think we started in the middle and we should start at the beginning. I know we talk about birth control and we talk about this and sex and everything. We're trying everything we could in sex education. People don't always – and Stanley and those guys jumped on me when I said sex is mostly an impulse. Instead of I really believe it is. I think it's an impulse reaction first with the kissing and your heart and everything. Your hand starts roaming around. You don't know what to do. Next thing you know, bingo, bango. That's it. I think it's an impulse. I mean, you disagree with me on that show. I remember that. Here we go, Melissa. We only got a couple of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Continue. I know you do. Here we go.
I believe I deserve, and everybody's decision is valid. And, you know, I go through all of the feelings that I think everyone's feeling right now, from real rage and anger to being really, really sad for all of us and for the next generation. And I don't want us to have to tell our most vulnerable stories and put our most...
shut up. Who are you? All right, I'm already bored of you. Let's get to something else. I'm all over the place.
I think those stories need to be told.
You
know,
you really?
They could almost be a cautionary tale to somebody else.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Pro-abortion?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's both ways. Like I said, abortion was never for me,
mm-hmm.
right? But I want that right open to other people,
mm-hmm.
other women.
Right.
I don't want to see that taken away.
What do you think when you hear when some women, let's say they're 26 and they already had three abortions, when you hear that story, how do you feel about that?
It's not my place to judge.
Of course it is. You know
Seriously.
Why? Well, it is.
Why?
Because I'll tell you why. You know, I hear one thing about, I don't want to have to pay for your welfare. All my in California, where the most it used to be Taxatoosis, that used to be the nickname of Massachusetts. They called it
yeah.
Taxatoosis,
yeah.
But now California mm-hmm. is like that. It's like, oh my God, the price of gallon of gas is $6 a gallon here.
Oh, it's terrible everywhere.
It is, and a majority of it is that we're paying California tax. And so
yeah.
when somebody has, well, we have paying for, you know, thanks to Biden. I mean, my God, they're spending money like crazy, but where do they get the money? It's coming from us.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God there are some things, that, you know, health care and all this, yes. But now they started spending billions of dollars on transgender
gender.
Sex education. And money for them.
Yeah. Yep.
And,
my
and,
coconuts.
And...
Yeah. Right?
You got a good memory. Oh,
yeah.
My God. We had
I don't
so
know
much
if it's fun. It's a curse or a blessing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
it's a blessing. We only have a little bit of time, but I'm going to hit the subject. And for my darling Melissa, I'm going to give her some red meat. Here we go. This is an attorney on Fox News talking about the criminal defense attorney. He's a criminal defense attorney saying that Amber Heard, explosive testimony. Is it bad or good? I think he says it's not good. Here we go. And these are the reasons why it's not good. Here we go.
Nothing but the truth podcast.
Oh, that voice. Oh, my God. Come on.
All right.
Woman.
Sounds like Gloria Allred.
I know. Can you imagine living with that voice?
Nothing but the truth.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine waking up with that woman? Here we go.
No.
I'm the host of Nothing But the Truth podcast, criminal defense attorney Bob Bianchi. Great to have you with us, Bob.
Great to be here, Sharon.
Okay, I want to play a little something else here. This is her today. She talks about being torn over her feelings with him, for him, and feeling like she was in an abusive place, her relationship with Depp. Here's what she said on that front today.
I was so torn. I was so in love with this person because when it was so good.
Oh, yeah.
You've never felt love like that. When I was around Johnny, I felt like the most beautiful person in the whole world.
He lied to you.
Bob, I got to say, that felt very rehearsed to me, which any witness can do before they get on the stand. You want to be sure about your testimony, and you go over things, but it didn't ring true to me. I'm not a juror. What about you?
Shannon, the thing that was interesting to me about this is that you have to take her testimony in the context of two very important pieces of evidence that Johnny Depp brought out. And the first is that audio recording that Amber Heard was illegally in their state recording of Johnny Depp,
right.
Wherein she's saying to him, oh, you always want to walk away. I didn't hit you. I didn't deck you. You're calling it a punch. And she's talking about domestic violence and basically making fun of him because not only she on that tape, but other witnesses said he would just withdraw and walk away. So that tape did not have a good look for her, especially when you're claiming things happened to you where you were being smacked down, where you're being sexually violated, where he was probing her for what he believed was cocaine in her private parts. So none of it would seem to make sense from a common sense standpoint that she would be abusing and laughing at him because when they got into an argument, he wanted to walk away from that argument. Couple that with the psychiatric testimony of Dr. Shannon Curry that was brought out because Amber Heard put mental health as part of her claim of damages, and literally I couldn't help but think that when Amber was testifying, and look, the jury's going to assess the credibility here, but the manner in which she was testifying ticked off exactly what the Johnny Depp's doctor said amounted to histrionic personality disorder and borderline personality disorder. I want to make a caveat. The fact that you have those illnesses does not mean that you are a domestic abuser.
Wow. Wow. You might remember another person who had this problem. And I said this, why would a woman record, you know you're in trouble and a relationship is over, when you're a high-profile person and your girlfriend or wife is recording you, taking pictures of you. Now, you know who used to make a living doing that? They made a living doing that, Roseanne Barr and Roseanne and Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
They used to make a living doing that to each other, and then Tom Arnold used to call the rag – excuse me, that's a call. He used to call the newspapers – and make up stories, and they used to pay him under an assumed name, thinking it was a whistleblower, and they made millions off the press, and they used to stage this all the time. They made millions off of that. And so when you have a girlfriend who is photographing you and recording you, it's over. Here's another person who fell into that. Remember this guy?
He's now reportedly Mel Gibson and his ex-girlfriend now made public, and this morning legal experts are saying the threats heard on those tapes could land the two-time Oscar winner in jail. CBS News correspondent Ben Tracy has the latest for us this morning. Again, though, we do want to warn you, some of the language here is disturbing.
It started with one tape.
You look like a heap.
Then another.
Oh, I hate when they censor it. I got to get in on the censored thing.
And then they did that. Didn't Alec Baldwin, didn't they do that, too?
They did it
with
to
his
him,
daughter.
Too, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Calling her a little piggy and a little piggy.
Yeah.
But you could see her bait these people. I'm talking about your high-profile guy, and you got Amber Heard taping you. And those pictures that I saw of evidence of Johnny passing out, it looks like a guy taking a nap. So, I mean, what context is this? Well, here's Johnny right there. You see he's passed out? You see next to him the drugs? You see the line of drugs? Why would you do that? And why? Here we go. To assassinate the guy, the poor guy. Let me try another Mel Gibson rap. He's one of my favorites. Here we go.
I said I will more go out in
public and it's a embarrassment to me. You look like a and if you get raped by a pack of
get raped by the beat was you get raped by a pack of niggers.
Yeah.
Okay. Mel Gibson, how many of these people, man? I mean, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
I got to find.
Seems like a setup to me or a plan,
it sure
you know.
It does, doesn't it? You know, my favorite guys, have you ever heard, I'm all over the place today. I got to see what time it is. I'm not even in the studio. Let me see how much time do I have because there's so much. Oh, God, 33 minutes. I better slow down.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Thank you, Melissa, for keeping me company. Uh-oh, I checked out.
You're welcome.
I check out. Abort. Shit. All right, I'm not in the studio anymore.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm a mess today. I'm a hot mess. Hey, Melissa, guess what's going to happen next month?
What?
I'm looking at Streamline Video, whatever, on Facebook, and I made a date. July 4th, not next month, but July 4th. I'm doing a show live on Facebook. It's like the Table Talk kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was looking into it. It's like the Table Talk kind of thing. And there I am with all my glory. There it is. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I already got my outfit picked out. I'm going to dress like Liberace.
Oh, I would love that.
Or James Brown with my cape.
Yeah.
Why not, right? I'm going to be outrageous.
You know what the strangest thing right now? You said Liberace. And I'm on Yovo, and I just won a rock and roll piano rug. How strange.
Wow. It's, I tell you, I have psychic ability. I may say it in comedy, but
you.
It's in the universe. One of my best guys, have you ever heard Key and Peele? Have you ever heard those two guys?
Mm-hmm.
One of the funniest guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, you did it. I played it. Okay. Well, they're doing a bit. They're on Comedy Central. So they're doing a bit of Mel Gibson. Here it is. I haven't heard it, but I know they're good. Let me play this. Hold on. Here we go. This is Key and Peele. They're comedy guys on Comedy Central.
Dude, I got to tell you something. Last night on Showtime, I saw some Lethal Weapon 2. Lethal Weapon 2 starring the racist-ass Mel Gibson.
I know, but I got to tell you right up front and truthfully, racist-ass Mel Gibson is still kind of my still my
I don't know, dog.
Racist-ass Mel Gibson.
Well, I know, but think about it, man. Think about it. Remember when he jacked up all them mutants in the Rogue Warriors? They nothing here but sand.
Yeah.
And then remember when he had taken that hatchet and chopped up all them Englands? Remember in the Patriots? And did it in front of all his kids?
You know what, though?
Racist ass Millie Gibson is still my too.
Oh,
remember when racist ass Millie Gibson was Blue Man Group and Braveheart?
Oh, my God.
They was chopping off my man's head.
No.
My man was still talking about the freedom. Or what about conspiracy theories, though?
What? Oh, come on.
What the f*** about conspiracy theories, though? What the f*** about conspiracy theories, though?
See, what is going on?
Come on.
You know racist-ass Mel Gibson be directing, too.
Hell yeah.
What about Apocalypto?
Yo, racist-ass Mel Gibson be telling the story of a bunch of crazy-ass old-fashioned Mexicans
who have been in the jungle getting chased by a panther.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm a service.
And what about that Passions of the Christ?
Passions of the Christ, though.
Passions of the Christ, where racist-ass Mel Gibson made that movie about Jesus in a kind of racist-ass way?
That was my jam.
And you know what I just realized, though?
What's that?
You know what would be my
or what would be your
if racist-ass Mel Gibson co-starred in a movie with Jesus?
Wait, are you talking about the savior of all, the king of all kings, the Alpha and the Omega?
And Jesus. That would be my
I love those guys.
You remember
I played him when he was a teacher in a classroom? When he was a racist
teacher? Yeah.
No, you don't. Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I do.
All right. He mispronounced
absolutely.
The kid's name. Mispronounced.
Yeah. I remember.
I got 33 minutes, so I'm talking with my girl Melissa right here.
I know. I wish other people would come in. I hope I didn't stop anything.
No.
You know what I mean?
You didn't stop nothing. When I go on past 7 a.m., they're thinking, okay, Brian's not on. They don't come in.
Yeah.
But I don't need them to come in because, one, I still get the listens. I get most of my listens are in podcasts. That's when I get it. A lot of people are at work. A lot of people are doing it. I mean, right now, come on. It's 12 in the afternoon in the East Coast right now. What do you think people are doing at 12 in the afternoon in the East Coast? They're at work or they're at lunch.
Well,
you know, and right now in California, it's 9 o'clock. They just started their computers. They hit me. It's like the morning thing with Howard Stern. If you catch them at 6 in the morning when they're getting ready or when they're on the Internet, they'll catch a little bit of it. But most of my audience comes from late night, and there's a lot of them.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I listened to, by accident, some podcast, and they were really – it's called Steel Toe Show. And I, for some strange reason, I came across it, and it takes place in Minnesota. And they were really trying to, like, be stern, like, big time, right? And they had a disabled, very disabled person who's a fan of theirs and was calling in all the time. And the thing that I found, I mean, and we know, we've all been crazy on here at times, right? Very severely disabled person. And then they started bullying him and laughing at him. And he started crying. What do you think of that?
On a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
You,
and he kept calling in and, you know, and then they would yell at him and he was crying. And he, I'm like, I wanted to ask you, I thought of you, you know, because I know things get crazy here. Okay. Right.
Bullying a handicapped person, mentally tortured.
No.
Hey, I thought of you. Really?
No, because of the format of how this show has gone at times, right?
Yeah, we went way over.
Yeah.
We
but
have
I don't
done
think
it.
That's ever been done.
That actually
and
call
do you
a
think
handy
Stern yeah,
yeah,
would do that.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. Was it Stern's podcast?
No, they were trying to really mentioning him constantly. They want to be him. Okay.
Oh, okay.
They're
okay.
trying to do
okay.
this persona of
right.
him.
Right. Right.
You
right.
know, and they've got it's two guys, and they one was kind. It was just like, I mean, I don't want to sound. I don't know. I found it really distasteful, and I know Howard could be over the top. Can be. But this was really over the top. This poor bastard kept calling it. And then, right?
Shameful. The worst thing I did, 111, you're live on the air. Is this Mr. Solution? The worst thing we did, Mr. Solution, you can speak now or forever hold your peace. 111.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Solution. Come on in.
You know it's Mr. Solution. He's waiting.
It's safe.
He's waiting.
Or it's Mr. Cole.
Nah, he doesn't have the balls. Cole does not have the balls.
Oh, he does.
He doesn't have the balls to call this show.
Oh, I think he does.
You think he's still alive? Hello, Mr. Solution. I heard you.
What's today, Brian?
Today is hump day.
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, it is? Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're going to go off the air pretty
soon.
Is it today
Tuesday? Yeah.
Yeah, today is Tuesday. It is the 10th. But going back to it, now that we have Mr. Solution here with his pompous attitude.
Oh, my. Don't bully Mr. Solution. No bullying today.
It's a title bit. To all people, his hatred towards anyone who doesn't have a penis. Mr. Solution, everybody. Oh. Now, he knows that he's quiet. He's warming up. I just got to play this one thing. What we got, 23 minutes? And then I'll go over. I'm going to go over. We already went over Britney Spears. All you fans wanted Britney Spears to be free. Great. She's free. You're upset now that she's posing naked. Now you want her to cover up or you think there's something wrong with her. Like there's something wrong with her. She has a great body and now you think something's wrong with her, so now you're going to fuck her up again. You got to make up your mind. Pick a lane. If you want her to be free and be who she is, this is who she is. I go back to, like I was saying, Melissa, when good girls go out with bad boys and all of a sudden they think they can change a bad boy. You cannot change a bad boy. You get what you get. And that's why we have divorces. That's why we have people cheating. That's why we have drug abuse. That's why we have alcohol abuse. And that's why we have murder. Because did you hear the latest story? Oh, my God.
I
the latest story out of California.
Say, was it? No. Okay,
it was this prison guard.
Yes, that's the story.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
This guy was a murderer. Yeah. A murderer.
I didn't pay much attention to that until
yesterday. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This guy was a murderer. Let me get the story.
She's dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She killed herself. She shot herself.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't have the story in front of me. I'll just kind of just go what I heard. So apparently she was ready to retire.
Prison guard.
From the correctional facility. She fell in love with this murderer who was incarcerated.
He was a good-looking guy, wasn't he?
Was he? Are you? I didn't see him.
No. 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 No.
They had this affair for 2 years. Mm-hmm. She was ready to retire. I guess her job was she was transporting him somewhere. And what she did was put him in a car, took off. They ran off together. She withdrew $90,000 from the bank.
Oh, wow.
She was ready to retire. What correctional officer had, you know how long it took a correctional officer with $90,000? She must have went into her,
401k.
What is,
yeah.
She must have.
Yeah.
Emptied that shit.
Brian gone. She must have gone. He said she must have went.
Oh, you're correcting my English now?
Well,
that's grammar.
That grates on my ear, but go ahead.
Grates on my ear. You son of a bitch. You transgender.
Like a cheese grater. I thought we already went through this. Mr. Solution is not gay.
I thought we did.
That was a terrible, disgusting rumor started by somebody, and I remember it very clearly. Okay.
Wait a minute. Did you hear yourself, Brian? You said she must have went.
She must have gone. I didn't say went.
Okay, go ahead.
You
did say went, though. Play the tape back.
I would burn you in your bed.
Hey, that's awfully cruel.
Yeah.
Hey, I just read an article
says the man
to a bunch of Yahoo's
huggies.
Recently. And, women, if you go all the way back to the beginning, you know, the woman, that's what got us in.
Here we go.
That's what got us in a shitload of trouble. Well, one needs to understand the foundation. Women are predisposed, and I just have the article right here.
Of course you do.
New York Post. Why women are attracted to psychopaths. Well, that's kind of like you, Brian. I'm not kidding. Here's the article. There's a lot of science that speaks to this.
Yeah.
Why women are attracted to psychopaths. Women are attracted to the dark triad. They have the dark triad, and they are attracted to it. And we don't
talk about
it.
There are women, it is crazy, Mr. Solution, not to interrupt, but I am, that want to marry serial killers in prison. Horrible
people. I'm sorry, say it again.
Women that want to marry serial killers, why? You're kind of on track with that.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of science behind it. There's an article, and I just recall it by memory, how women turn death row into lover's lane. I mean, if you look at guys who, it's not just because the guys have, notoriety. If you look, women tend to like horrible men. They do.
Really?
They don't like.
And
own life, you're a badass. I mean, you did very destructive things. It's hard to say exactly.
You're my PR person. Why do you keep putting me
in
that
light? It's hard to say exactly what you are. You're a bit of a shapeshifter. But on the aggregate, you were a hellion.
What am I, an alien? What are you talking about? Why do you attack me so? Why
also,
can't you put me
Alzheimer's.
In a good light? Why can't you put me in a good light?
But you painted yourself in a bad light. Yeah, let's see if I can quote you. You said...
What are you quoting me?
You are a woman's worst nightmare. They should run from you. I mean, you've said all kinds of things about the way
you
behave. But nevertheless,
I was on drugs at the time. I have a substance abuse problem.
Well, there you go. Witchcraft, it talks about that in this. Witchcraft, which involves drugs, right?
Yeah.
Potions and
all
that.
Does it? Does witchcraft involve drugs?
No, I'm saying that is a demon-inspired behavior, drugs.
Then why are you so attracted to me? You're attracted to me, dude.
Not really. Not actually. Not,
yes,
not too much at all.
What I enjoy many times is just expository
conversation. Well,
say
I like to try to
yourself.
Help the weak and feeble.
Try
yeah.
to help the weak and the feeble. Listen,
I did every man,
this new listeners, every man growing
but,
up.
But wait a minute. But before
past
you say
purity,
that, watch this.
Misbehave.
There are
every...
women that drive 8 hours and undergo strip searches to be involved with men that society
yes.
has determined are unfit to participate in society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine that just for a moment. I know men do a lot for... And the reverse is not true. You don't find men scouring prisons for
I do.
Women.
I do.
But you do find the reverse.
I find it on Tinder. Women who behave badly are incarcerated. Love them.
And women like men like that because they think they can control them.
You're right.
Because,
you're right.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of science.
I mean, I've read so many of these psychopathic discussions about women, but we keep it veiled. We don't like to really deal with it because we like.
But we
to
also
idolize.
Like bad girls too. We like.
Well,
bad
we
girls.
Like
you
to idolize
them.
Women. Most men
well,
really don't like bad girls. They don't.
You know, this is what's wrong with you. Of course, we like bad girls. What is
no,
wrong
we don't.
With you? Yes,
like
we
girls.
Do. We love them. We encourage
define,
the bad
define
behavior.
Bad. Define bad.
Huh?
Define bad.
Define
bad.
Okay, well, some people could say bad could be a rebel. Who?
Three
who,
major
who,
components of a bad girl.
Okay, someone who is an individual and doesn't conform to society's rules. Someone who could be a rebel. Someone who... can be her own person and don't conform to how the law or government should put them in a box. And that's how I define how society defines a bad girl. I would define her as someone you cannot, you know, who goes against social rules or can be controlled. She's her own woman. She
How about
can wear what
chick,
she wants. Yeah.
The one you were talking about, her. Now, Brittany
yeah,
has, her? Has she has
see,
mental
but the same
problems.
Thing, Johnny, but Johnny knew, see, wait, before we criminalize her, which, you know, she's a nutcase. But Johnny
right,
knew
I'm not
she
talking
was a nutcase.
About Johnny. See, this is one thing we
no,
don't,
no, no,
we
no, no, no.
We
got to talk about Johnny if we're going to talk about Amber Heard. Johnny knew what
no,
kind
minute,
of woman
hold
she
on
was.
Hold on a minute. No, we don't. What we can do, we can, well, mm-hmm. I can. I can mm-hmm. isolate things. Fine. Johnny is crazy, too. No one.
That's
would,
why you're a masturbator.
That Johnny used drugs and all this kind of stuff, but that's not
yeah,
what I'm talking
stuff.
About.
Good
I'm just
stuff.
Talking about Amber.
Fun
would
times.
You consider her... a bad girl.
No, I do not consider her a bad girl. Amber, I mean, if you could, we already, they coined Johnny Depp's going into trial because Johnny already had a reputation of being a bad boy. This only enhances his bad boy edge. This only enhances him. This only gets him more female followers. He's a bad boy. And with and Amber describing, he gave me gifts, and he treated me like the best woman in the world. He made me feel like the most beautiful woman in the world, and he gave gifts to my parents, and he gave this, and I flew me out. He is the prince. He is the dark knight of you girls' fantasy. He's not the white knight running on a horse. He's the dark knight driving the Ferrari. He's the other
right.
side of the prince, the dark prince. And
women
love that.
Allow me to just... It says, new study suggests psychopathic men have a personality
uh-huh.
style that makes them
right.
attractive to women.
Not
these,
all women. You're talking in an absolute here. Not all
professional
women.
Studies. Well, no, I'm not talking in – listen, Brian. Sometimes I think
you are
just
talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Oh, there you go with the sound. You are a ding-dong.
I am.
You are a massive ding dong. No, this is see, this is the thing. Men like you participate in the cover up and the fuck up.
What cover up? What cover up?
See, you don't want to really get at the issue because now some men are just stupid, right?
Right.
And well, men are good. There are good men, no doubt about it. But even good men, when it comes to women, tend to be rather stupid for the most part.
Okay.
And then there are men who cover up. See, there are men who like women as they are. So they don't want to talk about it because that kind of shines the light on it. And see, you are a combination of that. You don't, and you have a bit of, you know, ego jealousy. You're jealous.
I am jealous of my ego.
You don't know. You automatically.
I don't reach my ego.
You automatically oppose, kind of like a bitch. You got. You have a lot of bitch in you. No doubt.
You know, I'm going to smack you. I'm going to do an Amber Heard on your back.
I really love to see a man like you take his ass through basic training.
Right.
You know, the way it was before women got into the mix. Or even with women. I wouldn't mind seeing it because you're a soft guy for the most part. Hearted and headed.
Brian goes wild.
This is whether you can make a joke out of it if you like.
I'm not making a joke.
But it does. And see, that woman, that she was a warden, actually. She wasn't just a guard.
Yeah, let me get to that story because we're going to – you're absolutely right. You brought me back to the story. I'm going to read it really quickly. Yeah, this woman, I don't know what happened to her. Here's the title, the headline. Prison Officer Vicky. God, that sounds like a Pornhub title, doesn't it? I would buy that adult tape. Prison Officer Vicky. I would buy that adult tape.
Move on.
I can't help it. Prison Officer Vicky White dead. That's her name.
She actually died? I know she had a self-inflicted.
Yeah, Prison Officer Vicky
White. Well, that's what
White.
That Hick sheriff said. He said,
dead,
you know,
after being rushed to the hospital as escaped inmate lover captured. Vicky White, the Alabama prison officer who helped inmate and murder suspect Casey White. They're not married. Mm-hmm. Just a coincidence. They temporarily escaped custody. She has died.
She died. Oh, damn.
Yeah, she committed suicide. In a statement sent to People on Monday, that's the magazine, White died at the hospital at 19:06 hours Central Standard Time. An autopsy is scheduled for 1700 hours today. The statement also says that the coroner office, along with the Vanderburg County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service are investigating the circumstances. You don't need to she could have been, if she lost some weight, she could be a really pretty girl. She just, her picture, the guy that she's, let me describe the guy that she ruined her career and her life for. This guy looks like he's been, I don't know, man. Big ears, short hair, bags under his eyes, fucked up tattoos, look like it was done in prison. He looks about maybe over 50 years old. He looks like something that cat
his
shit out.
He's 6'9 and over 300 pounds.
Is he really? I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, he's an unusual bird. And Melissa, if you get a chance,
here's
kind
the story
of the
right
voice
here.
Of reason.
Let me just give you the
meat
potatoes.
If you get a chance, Melissa, are you there?
She's there. But wait a minute. And in the aftermath of the crash, here it is. She's there. Wait a minute. Who are not related but reportedly had a romantic relationship. They were located the day when investigators follow up on a citizen tip that led them to an Evansville hotel. The suspect fled the scene, launching a police pursuit that ended with a car wreck. In the aftermath of the crash, Vicky was discovered with injuries that appeared to be caused by self-inflicted gunfire. And that's what the wedding emphasized that further blah, 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 blah. Damn. You know what else? While we have this, I'm going to jump all over the place, and I need you to talk to me. Hold on. Okay, just bear with me because I only got a little bit of time. They fucked up with my time.
Hey, I want to ask Melissa something.
All right.
I'm back.
I had a good,
actually.
I had a good question.
Hey, Melissa,
I had a good question.
Melissa, if you get a chance.
Very good question.
Look up one of these articles, Why Women Are Attracted to Psychopaths. And I think it'll also lead you to the study. New study suggests psychopathic men have a personality style that makes them attractive to women. Had you ever heard of a study on that before?
No. Leave it
no.
over.
Wait a minute. I asked
be
Melissa.
Interesting, though.
Had you heard that before, Melissa?
No.
No, I never. I knew that it was something that I always like, why would you?
All right,
you
well, study check this out, because this is a study that's entered into the Social Science Journal. Go ahead,
okay.
Brian.
Okay.
All right. I only got 6 minutes, and this would piss me off. We're all over the place. Wyona Judd. Piss me off.
Wynonna.
Yeah, the mother. It pissed me off, and I think every American should be outraged and incensed, pissed off. when they first initially said of her death was mental illness, when they didn't tell the truth that she committed suicide, and they left it there for 2 days saying she died of mental illness, can you imagine what a slap in the face that did to a lot of people who are mentally ill right now? I mean, kids who are mentally ill, parents, you know, have a mental problem. When you said that you died of just mental illness, come on, that's like saying. No, but they didn't specify.
Well, I would say most people
they didn't
that
specify,
commit suicide have mental illness.
No, but
illness.
They didn't specify it was suicide. They left it as mental illness when they first reported it. They did not mention until later, and you had to really look for it and read
it. It led you to believe.
Well,
right? Without
yes,
I knew right away
when I'm
like, come on, I knew.
Right. Well, see, you're good, but most people literally take things literally. When you have Wyona Judd, you know, famous singer, she died of mental illness. You're going, what the fuck? There's a lot of people who know someone with mental illness. Now you're worrying that how you die from mental illness. Now mental illness is there a death? Why couldn't you just say suicide to help other people? And
No.
I have the same argument with Bob Faggot. Same argument with him.
Well, I think someone, from the evidence, it appears that someone killed him. The back of his head was crushed.
Right.
That's
strange. Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not a murder. I think they don't want us to know about his drug use. Well, they said there was no drug use. But why are the family keeping this so tight, and they don't want the public to know, and even the district attorney says we're not going to let the public know. We need to know.
Well, that's
how can
guys, right? Because
need
if it's
to know.
Murder, and you notice
really?
When there's a murder case, it's the people
right.
versus whoever it is that
I don't think it's a murder case.
Known to have committed the murder. So yeah, that is all of our business. I understand this maybe the sensitivity on the family's part, but there was foul play involved with that guy, according to the reports I heard. But, Brian, this is the thing you're missing. Okay.
Yeah.
All mental people do not commit suicide. Understood.
Exactly.
Like you, for example. However,
you know
people
you
who do commit suicide
you see how you
generally
put that in there, Melissa,
are mentally
to take
ill.
Every shot.
Both of those statements are factual. And
well,
two things
like I said,
may be true at the same time, Brian.
No, it cannot be true at the same time. You know what's
you
really
did
funny?
Not, the linear logic class,
I disagree with you, you wishy-washy bitch. Listen to me.
That's totally uncalled for.
That's uncalled for? Oh, I see. We're going off the air in 2 minutes. You cunt. We're going off.
You know what he's doing? He's sitting there looking in a mirror, and then he's calling me what he knows that he is.
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
But you don't
agree with
the
statement. To read it later.
You don't agree with
it.
The statement that I just made?
No, I do
there
not.
There are mentally ill people who don't commit suicide, like you. However, most people
I heard that part.
are mentally ill. They are. Because, look, the whole thrust of life is to live, not to die. So that's the
I strongly believe that if people want to take their life, they have the right to choose to live. They have the right to choose to die. I don't believe in a society, because we go into this religious thing, like if you die, the Catholic thing, if you die, you're going to go to hell, and God didn't want you to die. I strongly believe that you have one control over your life, and you have the decision, and whether you want to die, you could die. Okay, we got 90 seconds. If you want to come in the studio, because we're going off the air, but we're still live on TuneIn, Stitcher.
Yeah, hurry.
So many others. 319-527-6090.
The advertisement for people to call in is none. We as a society do have a right to uphold moral standards. And one of the moral standards is
that
we should promote life and not death.
Who sets the standards?
A societal moral standard.
A question. Now, that is a very easy question to answer. And I'll allow you to reflect on it, because I know the information is in there somewhere. It's buried.
Silly.
Kind of deep,
but
I dig it up.
If the bar is so low, then you have no yardstick to measure, right?
That is true. It used to be by faith. It used to be by faith. That's why we came up with this mythical Ten Commandments to control people's lives, because they're out of control.
Well, let me say this before you go on, because, see, I've already talked to a gaggle of fools, right? Not that you are necessarily a fool, but you often mimic a fool. Now, check this out. There are three words.
You know what?
There are three terms. Usually fools get them wrong.
Silly
okay.
little cunt.
They try and put down the two words that are most popularized and related to religion, all right? And that's faith and belief. There's also a third word, and these words are synonymous, trust. Human beings could not exist without trust. A newborn human is totally dependent on trusting someone else to care for it, protect it, provide for it, so on and so forth. And as we get older, we still have to utilize trust and faith and belief. They're not something to just poo-poo.
We're talking about who sets the moral standards. You're giving me the behavior of the human being, that what they have to believe in, but you're still not telling me who sets the standards of moral behavior, because the standards change from generation to generation.
I'll tell you, it's easy. We do, because if we're created if we're created in God's image, which we are,
well, you're
I think science helps prove that.
Bitch.
Yeah. We are able to set the standard. And even when people call themselves atheists or non-believers, they're basically lying, because they're turning their back on the Creator. They're breathing his air, drinking his water, living on his earth while denying him. And
Creator's name is Johnny Walker.
Well, one of the things is that helps me understand the infidel or the God rejecter, and it helps me understand.
Call me an infidel? No. Listen,
it helps me better understand why God is so pissed off and why hell is prepared for those who reject their Creator. It helps me understand that better.
It does not. You are delusional, like you've always been. Listen.
Well, you can
because
say
now
the term,
if you,
but
if
you can't
say
back
we
it up.
Set the standards, well, no, if you're saying that we set the standards,
well,
right
we
now
set
standards,
the standards that is impressed upon our nature. That's what.
Then
like
how come you cannot accept?
The, Declaration
how come you
of Independence. We are endowed by our Creator. If you look at that, Creator is in capital letters. That's God. We are endowed with our Creator.
You're not
endowed,
you little pee-pee.
The rights that you enjoy today are based on God principles.
The fruit of my labor. Now, listen, you cannot accept. See, the reason you're talking out of your ass is because if you did accept the standards or the moral standards that we have now, the moral standards is you must accept transgenders, gender equality, gender neutral. A person saying they present themselves as a certain gender and not saying that they are a boy or they're a girl. These are some of the standards, that new standards that we must accept. And if you can't accept that, then you are not accepting the help me out, Melissa, the moral perpetrator of society.
Let me just say this very candidly. I fail completely to understand what the hell you just said.
I am saying
you
that you're saying, that who puts up, when you're saying well, there's a moral code or we put up the standards for morals, moral society, we the people. And I'm
human
saying,
beings
okay.
set the standards by which we live. Okay, that's
no,
a very
they do not.
That's a definitive.
Well,
statement.
I mean that's kind of vague, isn't it? Of course, we set the standards. We're human beings. We write the laws. We put the laws in. And we're human beings. But who
well,
is that one
being? Well, you ask who did it or who does
well,
it, and I just
well,
told you.
It's kind of silly to say that. Of course, we're human. What, the aliens set their standards? And I have to report
well,
on you.
Look,
when you get to my planet, we're going to experiment.
You asked the dumbass question. I simply answered the question. Now,
in fact,
where
we won't even experiment
get,
on you. We're going to put you in the other cone where we go through the
hold on a minute. Where
we
get where do we ultimately get the standards from? Okay,
yeah.
They come from God, because a standard that's not grounded in God is not a
really?
Standard that we are obliged to obey.
I said that in the beginning. I said that 10 minutes ago. It's
that's why you need a God
standard.
And not just have a man-centered standard, because I could, you know, might makes right when it comes to men. If
our
one
laws,
man sets
our
a
laws
standard,
are
another,
pertain
that's why our founders appealed to God. They didn't appeal to man. They appealed to a creator which supersedes man.
I don't know. Because
I know
if they
you
really
don't know. That's obvious.
If they really, that's pretty high standards. Thou should not covet the neighbor's wife. Hey, the neighbor's hot. She leaves her window open. I'm going over there and I'm going to covet her.
Right.
Because
make a joke
beings.
Out of it when you can't respond
we're human
to it intelligently.
I know. These are man's law, not God's law. And I don't
so
know
where do they who. Where do they originate? Yes, man,
from man
is the one that promotes
from man
them.
To have control, religion and control. From man to have it's the what? Best propaganda ever, saying that
well, okay,
the best
lack
propaganda
of control
is
chaos,
I speak God's
right?
word.
So that's
huh?
kind of axiomatic. We need control to actually thrive. Think of it if Brian created the standards
Gay
that
lover.
We should drive on the thoroughfare
not,
or on the freeway. It would be a, what you call, like a bumper car situation. So we have to have standards. It's just whose standards must we have?
You're confusing standards with law.
Well, standards, law, I'm saying the
no,
same thing. In other words,
things.
Governing
two different
rules.
Things.
Governing
and who
principles.
Okay.
And
okay.
you don't know.
But who
go
sets?
Ahead,
who, okay, then that would make sense what you're saying, that the people will set this governing.
All
this
of what I'm saying makes sense, and none of what you're
no,
saying as 5 minutes makes any damn sense. But see, you have
only,
to have standards.
Because I'm talking to somebody who understands language in a third grade level.
Who is that, you?
You.
You're psycho.
You.
Psycho.
The psycho or the guy who loves the psycho? Who's more crazy?
This is a
answer
beautiful document. I said if I was marooned
get out
on
of
a
you
desert
love me too
island.
Much. You probably have a poster of me. You're quoting me. You probably have the poster of me in my chat.
Hold on. I would only want really three. I'd like the Bible, Paradise Lost, and a good lexicon.
Well, everybody wants it. I saw that film on Pub-Hub where the lexicons got together. I think two women
what's
together is Pub-Hub? Beautiful.
Pub-Hub.
It's where they
what's
dump
that?
Films in the Pub-Hub is where
Pornhub. Jesus
oh,
Christ.
I'm going to the wrong place. Get out of here, Brian. Quit taking off your clothes.
What the hell are you smoking,
Brian? I heard him say it earlier. I'm like, what is Pub-Hub?
But Brian, hey, the Declaration of Independence.
I'm in some stupid bar. Where's the girls? Get out of here, Brian.
I know.
You're in Pub-Hub, but not Pornhub.
Pub-Hub.
Oh, Thank you for correcting me. But
it's
what I'm trying to say.
I just didn't know what you were doing.
I'm still in the pub hub. Hey, where's the ladies?
Yeah. Pub hub. Okay.
You know, I bet you.
Brian,
it's
kind of short. I really
that Mr. Solution
you
has never. Mr. Solution,
of
have you ever seen Pornhub? Have you ever been to Pornhub?
Look, what I'm asking you, have you read the
I'm
Declaration
asking a
of
question.
Independence?
How come when I ask you a question, you cannot answer like an adult?
I asked
being?
You first. You answered
you,
me.
I asked you second.
Have you read the Declaration of Independence?
Yes, thou shalt not steal.
Okay, I advise you to read the read our Declaration of Independence.
All right. I'll read the Declaration of Independence. I will.
You're
I will.
Ignorant.
Now, answer
well,
my
good.
Question.
That, now,
he
that's
will
what
not.
We're saying of you. But look here, that is
answer
one
my
of our,
question. Have
that's
you,
one of our founding documents.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Yeah, okay. Yes, I do know that. Okay. By white slave owners. Who decided
it's
to put
a very
some documents
powerful document.
From a powerful white slave owners who did not give women rights and black people rights and then kept them as slaves. Yes, very
Deuce,
powerful
when
document.
When you read it,
you know,
answer some of
we're
those
going,
stupid
you know
questions.
What's a good topic, though? You did bring up a good topic.
That are arriving.
We're heading there. No, but
that's
you,
a stupid
you,
topic that you're bringing into
no,
court.
No, no, no.
You
haven't heard a topic yet.
Declaration of Independence. It would be, and read the Constitution, by the way.
I am talking about the Constitution, not the Declaration of Independence. I'm thinking about the Constitution. Did you know what's scary is that we're getting back to the constitutionalists? You may be and you're a black man, and you are a constitutionalist.
Well, I'm not. You may be, and you're stupid, and you put too much.
Why
emphasis.
Are you denying you being a black? Why are you denying
no,
being black?
No, watch this. You put too much emphasis on a false premise. Race
you're
is
not,
a false.
You all these years, I thought you were black. You're not black.
Hold on a minute, Brian. Hold
How,
on a
what
minute.
What size is your penis? What size is your
penis? What I'm saying is one of the reasons you are less successful
are
you
as
you
a black
are
man?
Is you put too much emphasis on the wrong thing. What
no,
the
I
fuck
do
does
not.
That mean? You're black.
What
you
it
can't
means
even
is
define
that,
that.
If you, I'll tell you what it means. And you said that.
Okay, what does it
mouth.
Mean?
I'll tell you what it means. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what it means. We're getting back to the original Constitution. And it's getting scary. They're worried about the abortion. Now I'm getting serious. They're worried about this abortion issue. And then
which
we're trying
is a
to
rare
folks.
Thing, by the way. But go
okay.
ahead.
But, okay, but they're scaring folks. TV will scare folks, CNN and all that, and it's bullshit. They're saying first they're going to take, and I know what they're doing. They're doing that poem, They Come For Me. At first they took the Jews, and I didn't say anything. And then they take, you guys know the poem, right? You know the poem. I don't have to say the poem. So they're going after the poem, and psychologically they're trying to fuck you up because they're saying first they're going after the abortion or the women. Next they're going to go after the LGBT community. And I heard them yesterday saying now they're going to go after interracial marriage. So they're going after that poem. They're hitting the target point.
I don't think
point.
That makes any damn sense. Do
you
understand
what
you just
listen,
said?
You got to listen to me. No, it's true.
No,
Melissa, you've
no,
heard that,
I'm
right?
trying to
you've
follow.
Heard...
I'm getting it. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, if you listen, if you listen to the news, the left is saying first they're going after the women.
Mm-hmm.
Second, they're going to go after the gay people. Then they're going
wait a minute,
to go
hold
after
on. Explain this to me. How are they going after the women?
Abortion, the abortion topic. The abortion topic is an attack. Some people believe it's an attack on women's rights. So basically, in fact, Sulu, I never heard, you know the guy who played Sulu on Star Trek? I have never heard him cuss. He went on
yeah.
Twitter and he was cussing. He going, the motherfucker.
So killing a baby, an innocent child, is attacking women's rights?
Some people believe that taking
that
away a woman's right to choose, some people believe taking away a woman's right to choose what she does with her body is attacking
okay, hold
her
on.
Rights.
I'm not talking about some people.
I have to
I'm talking about
you,
the beady one that I'm talking to. You make that make sense to me.
You know what? I'm going to kick your ass. Why do you always have an insult when you make a comment?
I want you
yes.
reasoning and flip. And out of this issue, you make that make sense to me. Stop. A woman.
Make
okay,
it make sense
a woman
to you.
Naturally
how can you
is
not see it when you attack, when you take away
to,
a person's
a woman
right?
Is,
wait a minute. Wait, Mr. Solution. If you take away a person's right to make a decision about their own bodies, you are taking away their given rights of the United States. They're taking away the First Amendment. You're taking away their amendment.
No. That's not
and
a legitimate
I, and I'm
right.
I'm so glad we have the Second Amendment because I'm coming into your house.
Hold on. That would be a woman taking the right of another person.
Whoa. No. She has the right to do what she wants to do with her body. That's her
only
body.
In the eyes
that is
of
not a person.
Hold on. Only in the eyes of a fool.
Well, then you
what
should
you've
be able to
done
see it.
Is gone off the rails as usual.
I'm going.
I'm
off
asking
the,
you
cannot,
to make that make
wait
sense
a minute, you
to
cannot
me
see
that. Wait a minute. That prohibiting a woman from killing another person is taking away her right. Explain to me how that makes sense.
She has the right to kill.
That's
at a certain
that's
period
murder.
Of time. No, listen
that
to me.
Is what
it's
one
hard
was
for your little ears to understand this. But I'm trying to reach to your higher level, which you don't have one because you got a low bar. Listen to what I'm saying to you. While that baby, we even have it in science, in medical fact, about what becomes a baby, when does the baby become a baby, and a fetus, embryo becomes a fetus becomes an embryo. And we got that argument. So they're saying at a certain point of time, you can't abort the baby. Even a conservative is saying within certain weeks you could safely abort that entity that's in your body. Now they decided, well, 5, 15 weeks, 10 weeks, 11 weeks, whatever. But they're still saying at a certain period of time that that's inside your body, whatever it is, a seed, whatever, you have the right to abort.
Let me just clarify. All of us, even you, an aberration, at that stage,
kind of a
at one,
if
every
I was a slave owner,
of us
I would whip you every
at
day.
That stage.
I wouldn't even let you in the house.
But wait a minute. I don't want you to wiggle and flip-flop and try to run from this issue. I know it's a tough issue. It's a difficult issue. I understand that.
It's not difficult.
We need well.
Can a woman make a decision? Can a woman make a decision about her own well-being and her body? That's
yeah.
That's
but what we're saying is, once she conceives a child, it's not her body.
All right, okay. Then where are we going to go next?
We
have
separate DNA.
Wait a minute. I only got a little
blood.
Bit of time. I heard what you said.
Hold on.
So what are we going to do next?
Hold on.
We're going to control
a,
how she raises that child? Are we going to control how she disciplines that child? Is the government going to give her?
It's a male child. It's not her body because it's a different gender.
What are you talking about?
Argument failed.
What the hell was that?
Saying to you, it's not her body.
By the
she
way, all
assigned,
babies are born a female.
She
so
is assigned
would not be,
to carry
they're
that
They're not
body.
Born a female.
Aren't they born a female? I thought they're females.
No.
I mean, not born a female. Okay, I'm sorry. I misspoke. Not born a female, but conception and why the baby is baking, it's a female.
What?
What?
And then later it
what?
Becomes a male. His penis shows.
Did you know
that's
now that you can be, listen to this, guys, at about 4 weeks pregnant, five, they can do a test and tell the sex now.
Okay,
it's gotten
really?
That, a blood test. Can you imagine?
Wow.
So sex has been decided way longer than before we even thought, well, years ago.
Yeah, they have different chromosomes at conception,
yeah.
XY and
isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That is amazing. And what does
it
have to do with
it? It used to be like when
baby.
I had my kids, they
right.
waited until
right.
you were like 4 months along and you'd have an ultrasound done and maybe they could see the organs, right? Maybe.
Right.
Now they
right.
know. You know. But he,
wow.
see, everybody has a different moral. I believe, as I said, abortion wasn't for me. And Mr. Solution is right that when a woman is pregnant, hopefully she gives up her body for her baby. You eat differently. You sleep differently. You take
judgment.
Care of yourself.
But that's a moral
judgment.
No,
it's just something that you have something you're taking care of.
No, wait, wait, everything
is moral
judgment.
That's up to the – there are people – wait a minute, hold on. There are other – you know, we go with incest.
There are people that don't give a shit and they drink and they don't eat the right foods. They don't take vitamins. They don't exercise.
Well,
right?
A lot of them are on crack and they're using drugs. And you have crack.
Not everybody.
We got crack babies running around. There are women who don't take care of their bodies. There are women who are addicted to drugs or addicted to alcohol.
If you are pregnant, you give it up. You give up your it's a strange feeling. You've given up your body for somebody else.
But listen, but remember, Melissa, back in the old days in the 60s, 70s, 80s, where were women smoking? Remember this until we got more information on that?
But we've evolved.
Yes, we have.
Right? Into learning. You don't drink alcohol.
Are we involved
or
are we brainwashed? Are we involved or are we brainwashed?
We're not brainwashed.
I don't know.
You don't sit around drinking beers all day while you're pregnant. You just don't do that.
Some people do.
Some people do.
There are some people doing weed, smoking weed when they're pregnant.
Oh, sure.
And there's some sites where you can look at it. Marijuana, is it helpful for a woman to relax if she smokes weed? Seriously, they encourage that. Seriously.
It's already altering it to me. And then I have another issue with women, all these women that are on antidepressants and they're taking them while they're pregnant.
Melissa, you brought up something that I didn't even think
people
about.
People don't talk about that. Yeah.
Exactly. I haven't thought about women who are on medication while they're pregnant.
Right.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, what is that doing?
Exactly.
To that developing.
Well, we know what it's doing. Look at Mr. Solution. He's a
product
of it.
Most women, like I said, say, okay, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to take my vitamins. I'm going to exercise.
Right.
I'm going
to
go to my doctor's appointments.
Right.
I'm not going to indulge in risky behaviors right?
Right.
Yeah, well, let me just say this. That would have been the next level of conversation because I was trying to beat Brian into the soil by explaining to him a woman has a purpose that is beyond her selfishness. Once she becomes pregnant, and so that's the situation. Now, once we define that, and he was having a hell of a hard time trying to define his bullshit, but then that would have been
I
the
can
second
define my
level
bullshit.
Conversation.
It's very simple. You just won't
once
understand.
Once it's defined that it is a separate person.
I just said,
now,
where do we stop?
On.
Where does the
now,
government
how
stop
does
controlling
she care
women's
for that?
Bodies?
How
what
does
I'm
she
saying
care
is, when does the government stop
person?
Controlling how women think and how they should act and how and take possession of
their
own body?
Give you an example. Okay, the law already there's an antecedent. The law already controls women's bodies. They can't prostitute legally, and they can't take drugs, illegal drugs, illegally. So there is a control on a woman's body already. There's an antecedent control on her body. She can't sell it, not in a prostitution type manner.
No,
nor
but
can
she
take illegal
she can
illegal
rent it,
drugs.
Buy a good dinner and everything. But when I'm
but that involved, Melissa, do you see the? And see, Brian is just full of guano. The thing of it is,
Manot.
He understands
Manot
the
sounds
argument.
Like a wine. Would you like a glass of Manot? Like a fine wine I drink.
He's saying poop.
I know what he's saying, but it still sounds like
all
a good
right.
glass of wine. I like a glass of wine.
He's never as stupid as he portrays himself.
Oh, yes,
oh,
I am.
Isn't.
Keep the bar low.
Oh, he isn't. He isn't.
Yes, I am.
Believe me.
I'm an imbecile.
No. No.
No,
oh,
he's
pretty,
I mean, I've studied
you're
comedy, and I know that comedians and even the
yeah,
lower level.
I'm not a comedian. Most comedians will reject
lower
that
lower level
notion.
Comedians are brilliant because they take
I am
life. They take everyday issues and make it funny. They're brilliant.
Yeah, like
yeah.
you.
That's why we
I
pay
make you
the
hilarious.
Good ones.
I make you hilarious.
That's why we compensate the good ones so handsomely.
There you go. Talk about me. Oh, stop it. You flatter me too much. What I'm saying to you.
Yeah, right.
What I'm saying to you is that we. Sure, you're right in one. You're right.
Ryan is like concrete on many issues, and he plays the role of the fool very well. You know, he's like concrete, really mixed up and permanently. That's the role he plays.
I don't play no role. Listen.
Oh yes,
all
you do,
I'm
buddy.
Saying here's what I'm really saying. It's very serious. Seriously, we joke
one
around.
One day we're going to match wits, Brian. We're going to you and I are going
you better
to
bring
match
a friend.
Wit. It's kind of funny, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You need a backup. Listen to me, you.
You wait. Sure, I do.
It's a serious subject.
Only if you switch to tic-tac-toe and being a blooming idiot. That's the only way that I would need backup. Go ahead.
Well, it is spring, and I am blooming. What I am saying to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that we have a serious issue going on here. And it's an underlying issue, and a lot of brainwashing going on. I am a Democrat, and I will stay a Democrat.
Yes.
But I don't like the fringe left. What the fringe left is doing is they're taking that poem. They come from me, and you guys know the poem. I don't have to say it. They came from the Jews, and I didn't say anything. They came. You know what I'm going with, okay?
Applicable.
It
that's
is.
Not
if you listen
applicable.
To me, if you listen to me, they're using
inapplicable.
That same first.
I've heard you try and say it. I know what you're trying.
They're up in arms thinking that the gay people are thinking and interracial people are thinking that they're coming from them. They're getting people up in arms about this for ratings
that's
and brainwashing bullshit. It's an Illuminati all over again.
Entirely unwarranted. And when I said to you, look.
Why is it unwarranted?
Women have
this
been designated.
Happening.
Now, let me ask you this. I just want to get clarity. Don't bullshit me. Answer this seriously.
I don't know. It's hard to do that. I don't know.
I know. But try your damnedest.
You. I mean, okay. Sucker's born every day, and you got to keep the sucker happy.
Hold on. Shut up. One moment. Thank you. Are you an atheist? An agnostic?
No, I'm usually a C student.
Hold on, Brian. Answer this seriously. I'm serious now.
I'll wait for you to get it. Go
we'll
ahead.
We'll give you a cookie joke after this. So just listen and answer the question.
A cookie joke.
Are you
go
an
ahead.
Atheist, an agnostic,
yeah.
or a theist?
Yeah. How dare you, sir?
Do you know what those
I am
words
not,
mean?
I am not any of those things. Let me tell you something. I'm a God-fearing guy, and I fear God, and I believe in God, and I worship God. I worship it.
Okay,
I worship
so you're
the
a
Lord
theist.
In my own way, not your
now,
way.
Now, being a theist,
you
are you a deist?
Even Michael will piss on you. What?
Are you
am
a
I
theist?
A demon?
Do you
theist.
Believe God is
keep,
active in the lives of
leave
humans?
Me. Listen to me. Why can't you understand what I just said? I am
okay,
not
go ahead. Say it again.
I'm not an atheist. I'm not a deist. I'm an A student. But what I'm trying to say to you is that I believe in God.
Okay, that's a theist.
Whatever. Theist. Quit calling them names. He doesn't like it. How dare you.
Okay, that means you believe in God. Okay, go ahead.
All right. You and your big words. I bet you're reading in the dictionary during the show. A deist. I wear them. I used to go Nike.
Well, a deist is a theist that believes God is
I know. And
you believe
you
God
to
is
go
involved,
back.
So you're not a deist. You're a theist.
Whatever. But I do, and on the record, I believe in the Lord. Yes, I do.
Well, good.
Yes,
good,
I do.
Good. Well, okay.
The
now,
record.
The argument that you were setting out to make confuses
yeah.
a number of issues.
It
you
does not. It appeals to some people.
Unborn.
Not everybody is absolute.
Okay, I'm just talking
theory.
About you. I'm not talking about a fool or the fool
nobody
that
cares
you
about me. Nobody cares
I'm just talking about
me.
You, yeah. Okay,
well,
so
nobody
the
cares about me.
Is,
they care about the subject, what we're talking about
at
that
a
affects
certain
millions
point,
of people.
Don't you consider
yeah.
that life that a woman is incubating is a separate mm-hmm. human being?
See, that's a hard question. That's a good question. That's a question of thought.
I know you're working
because
with a lower IQ, but I'll give you a moment to think it through. It's a separate.
It goes
person.
Back to when do you think life begins? And we did a. We
no,
did,
no,
we
no,
did
no,
a,
no,
what I'm
no,
asking
no,
you.
No.
Just listen, follow
no.
me here. I'm going to lay this out.
Am I missing a point? Am I missing
in
a point?
Little baby, in little baby terms, at some point, that entity that a woman is carrying once she's pregnant. At some point, you do believe.
But when does it become an entity?
Oh no, I'm asking you. At some point, you believe it becomes a human being, right?
Yes, I do. At some point.
Okay.
Yes,
at
I
what
do.
Point might that be?
You know, like I said, I had to go with this doing this show,
I'm
and I didn't
talking
realize.
To you. I know
hey,
you have a thousand
hey,
fucking personalities,
Oprah,
but I'm just talking to the
question.
One.
Listen, Oprah, I'm trying to
I can
Oprah.
Answer that question, and I think he's having a hard time. For
Thank
myself,
you,
I believe that it's at the moment of conception.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
But see,
okay,
you
right,
don't
well,
have.
That's a good one, Melissa, and that's true. Now,
you don't
have,
he
from
doesn't
a biological
have the religious,
and a rational standpoint. But go ahead, Brian. Answer it where it's
He doesn't have
comfort.
The religious. Let's be honest. I was raised Catholic. I went to Catholic
mm-hmm.
school for 8 years. So I have those beliefs.
Okay.
Right or wrong.
That's fair.
So you don't really, maybe you didn't have that.
Well,
I did not have it. You're correct. You're correct.
Yeah.
I listen to Catholic radio virtually
that.
Every day, and most of what the Catholics preach is good. It's out of the Bible. Now, when they go into this, the perpetual virginity of Mary, and they go into
yeah.
this human pagan
that doesn't make
goddess worship, sense. Okay, I part company at yeah. that juncture. And this thing
yep.
with the papacy, you know, none of that can be scripturally supported. But I do testify and affirm that the vast majority of Catholic teaching, when it sticks to the Bible, it's good. And that's what the Reformation
it's about,
was
a lot
about
morality, a lot of morality.
Well, yeah, we have to. But, Brian, let me ask you, where are you comfortable placing the human being in the gestation process?
Probably 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay,
and that's when
now.
I just, that's when
okay,
I
hold
just,
on,
wait,
hold
wait,
on.
Wait,
let's
give me
just
two
walk.
Seconds. And that's when I learned that 5 to 6 weeks, there is a heartbeat. And I learned that when we did the show a couple of days ago, maybe. I didn't realize that the embryo starts getting a heartbeat within 5 to 6 weeks. I had no idea.
Okay, I
and
want to respond when you finish. That's good. I'm glad
I'm
that was a revelation.
Done. And
say
so
when you
I do place, life at that point, 5 to 6 weeks, and it goes with everything. Like when a woman loses, you know, when she misses her period, and you're thinking, okay, you miss your period this month, and she waits like 6 weeks to see if she gets her period, and then she takes the test. By that time, there's already a heartbeat. And I'm
all right,
so
now you said
oh, no.
life.
Women
Let's
don't
clarify.
Wait that
Am
long.
I wrong here?
Huh? Life
yeah.
is all along.
Yeah.
That can be proved biologically. I'm talking about personhood. So you place personhood at between
as soon as heartbeat. Very simple. I already said it. As soon as you hear a heartbeat, and they say it's between 5 to 6 weeks, you hear a heartbeat. I place that as life.
No. Okay.
Your period and take a test.
Personhood.
Less than
We're
a week
talking
later,
about it being a person.
Find out.
Really, Melissa? I didn't.
Yeah.
What, Mr.
Because
Solution?
Your body
you
starts
about?
Making the hormone very quickly.
Right.
That
right.
Lets you,
so we're
that
talking about
know.
Personhood, and hopefully you understand the difference between the two. We know
no,
that
I don't.
There's life from the point of conception. We're talking
well,
about
you're saying
personhood.
Life doesn't necessarily mean a person? What are you saying?
Well, actually, I'm trying to help you. Okay,
uh-huh.
so you believe life/personhood commences at between 5 and
heartbeat.
6 weeks.
Heartbeat.
Okay, right. Heartbeat, it becomes life/personhood, right?
Right, between 5 to 6 weeks, yes.
Oh, right there. Okay. Now, does that life...
You don't understand.
Does that life/personhood deserve protection?
Well, see, here's the problem.
Well, could you answer my question before you go into the
we
problem?
Well, the problem, it's a hard question because
I let you define it where you're comfortable.
God. You know
what,
give me a lousy district attorney. I would admit guilt just to get to the gas chamber so I don't have to listen to you.
Okay, fine. You need to go to the gas chamber, undoubtedly. But the point I'm trying to make here, I'm trying to pin your ass down on something.
Stop
like
trying to
Jell-O.
Pin my ass down.
You're like Jell-O. What I'm trying to get you to see, very simply, is at what point does that life slash
I told you 10 times.
Is there protection?
What?
Okay, so then now the woman has rights, but also that you heard the old adage.
The embryo does not have any rights. That's another question. Do the embryo have rights? Do they have
rights? My rights begin at the tip of my nose, where I begin. So then now we're talking about protecting a separate person. And that's where we are. So a woman can't have all rights if there's another person involved. That's what I'm trying to get you to say.
But then you're saying, now the other question is, does a woman have the right to own what's inside her body? It's still her body. I can rent a house, but my landlord owns the house.
Okay, now what does that mean in context?
What it means is that it's in her body.
Right.
And she have the right to control her mental health, her health, or whatever that will affect her by having this child, that it could almost kill her for having a child. In fact, the hypocrisy of this is back in the day, it was between if the mother was in jeopardy of giving birth, who would die? And back in the day, it used to be the baby. She would have the decision. Now, if you look at the new rules is the mother dies automatically. She doesn't have the right to live. If it's a case of the mother's life is in jeopardy and she's giving birth, they're going to kill the mom and give the baby a chance to live. That's the new rule.
Well, I think what you're doing now is you're bringing in an extreme to make
an
extreme
point. I'm not bringing
in
an extreme. It happens every day in a hospital setting where a mother can come under cardiac arrest or she could have been induced by drugs or whatever, and there is a problem with pregnancy. And
but most of the situations are not what you are describing.
I'm not saying most.
Okay.
I'm saying there are situations because you're saying something absolute and it cannot be
you can
absolute.
Deal with
if I
those
say,
no, I'm not saying something
I'm
that's
saying
absolute.
That
I'm speaking
you're taking,
generally.
You're saying that little baby takes precedent over the woman who's
well,
giving him
precedent.
Life.
No, what
birth.
I'm saying is that that baby has some rights. And I'm glad you
but
said
you,
baby.
But you're saying then it takes away her rights. So you're saying, again,
no,
you're
no, no,
that
no,
baby.
No. I'm saying there have to be shared rights.
There
have to
it's
be
not,
shared rights.
What do you mean shared rights?
No,
the brain is not fully developed to understand.
Another person. And I know you're arguing this, and that's fine.
I am arguing
and
it because
I know you
it
don't
does
believe
make sense.
The bullshit
it's a good
you're
argument.
Saying.
Are you saying,
but
wait,
the point
no,
I'm
hold,
making
hold on,
is
Mr.
there once there's a person, once there's a person, now those rights have to be shared. It can't be
really.
It can't be totally totalitarian.
You're giving that little baby equal rights as far as the mother and the child and decision making. When a baby cannot make a decision, cannot comprehend what is happening to it, cannot make a decision whether he should live or she should live or die. You cannot give the baby the full rights as the mother. You cannot.
We can, and that's what
how
the Supreme
Court. How can you give somebody some full rights when they're not capable of having a decision?
It comes down this way. I haven't talked about this a lot. But I agree with their decision is to turn it over to the states, and then the states can hash it out. And we can beat fools like you.
There you go again. Turn
submission.
It over to the man, the government, and let the government
rationality.
The
well,
on welfare
we have,
and give government
to
your body.
We have laws,
Brian, do.
Even to govern you.
These are not laws. These are a person. This is a person. She's not breaking the law. She's not breaking the law becoming pregnant. She's not breaking the law whether she chooses to deliver the child or not. That's not breaking the law. She has that choice.
Well, okay, 26
and
states.
So there's a law. You know, it's
to...
very dangerous. You said something that's very dangerous. I never thought about it. That's extremely dangerous what you just said. That if and it's happening right now, saying that if she aborts that baby, now we got murder. Now, That's what's going on right now.
I think it is.
There has
never been a case where a woman has been brought to jury. Not for her health. If it's just for convenience, right?
Okay.
She should have the child and then give it up for adoption.
Let me
ask you
this. Has there ever been a case where a mother
should go ahead and have it and give it up for adoption?
Okay. Has there ever been a case where a mother was criminally indicted or criminally, help me out here because it's been so long, that she put some criminal, but she decided to have an abortion? I mean, it's getting there. But for her to make the decision to say, I do not want this baby, I want it aborted, and right now it's legal, could there have been a defense attorney saying that she aborted this baby and she has a right to be put in jail for that? It's a criminal act. Has there ever been a case for that? Because that's
I don't know right offhand. I can't answer that. There has not been a case.
There has. Can you imagine what this would do with our society if we start putting women who abort?
But I tell you, in certain circumstances, I could definitely see that happening.
Well, that's
damn
the danger.
Right.
See, that's what's dangerous. Right now, it's a moral judgment. Right now,
dangerous.
It's morality
Why
based
is it
on
dangerous?
Religion.
If a woman
because it is dangerous
to
say that if a woman, if she believes,
wait
if a woman
minute,
believes,
allow me to utter the statement.
Why
if
is that dangerous?
Is healthy,
would you like to come in on this one? That's a dangerous premise that you're saying.
And she just kills the child, right?
She's not killing nothing.
No,
the doctor's having a procedure. She's not killing that baby.
And I can see her being brought up on charges of murder.
No,
I can
see we're not. We're talking about a hospital setting. We're not talking about a woman who's trying to induce birth or a woman who's drinking acid to kill the baby. That is a crime, and that and people have been prosecuted on that. We're talking about a person in a hospital setting that a surgeon, a qualified doctor, is going to deliver that baby, and she decides to say, I want it aborted. And for an attorney to say, you decided to abort this kid in a hospital legal setting, and now we're going to put you up on criminal charges, we're getting there.
Wait a minute, Brian. Stop right there.
Scary.
I know you're on a fool's roll, but stop right there.
That's not a fool's roll.
Hold on. I'm going to countermand that. Okay. It has to do with the circumstances. Context is everything here.
So what I'm saying, even
if it's in a hospital setting, we still have to weigh the motives. We have to look at the reason. Wait a minute. If it's just for convenience, I say have the baby.
That is an asinine statement.
Why is it asinine, Brian?
It is asinine. Because
okay,
anybody,
why? I heard you say
I'm
that.
I'm trying
back
to
it
answer
up.
It, but you keep talking over me. Anybody who goes to a doctor and has a surgery procedure is not
surgical.
Any procedure that you're having surgery for, whether a broken arm, whatever, and you decide, and the doctor tells you, "Well, I want you to take this medication." And you tell the doctor, okay, I'll take this medication, but what are the side effects of this medication? Well, it could have kidney damage, liver damage, blah, blah, blah. And he decides not to take that form of medication that goes with the surgery to ease the pain. Or we're going to give you a certain amount of fentanyl to help with the pain. And then we're going to take you off that fentanyl, or we're going to take you off that Oxycontin. We're going to take you off of all that. After it's over for, we're guessing, maybe 6 weeks. You have every right to say, no, I want a second opinion, third opinion, whatever, because you said that I'm having a surgery procedure, that I have to also take this medication that will affect my health and hurt my otherwise healthy kidneys or healthy liver. But this is going to help me through this pain. You could decide.
Okay, that's
sort
of gobbledygook.
With a woman. I'm saying,
let me see if I can clarify.
No, here's how
what
I
I'm saying is, if a woman in a situation where a woman says, I know my life is not in danger, I purely want to have an abortion for convenience.
You don't know that.
I'm saying that...
Oh, come on. Nobody has an abortion for convenience. That, again, that's an asinine for convenience.
Okay, that's because you're stupid.
No,
okay,
that's because you're saying things that are crazy
not really
and only mentally ill people are giving you
a standing
ovation. And some
women have abortions
out of convenience and I'm happy. Hey, can you take this out, Doc? I got a dance class in about 9 p.m. tonight. No, it's
some
not
women have admitted having an abortion as birth control. So I'm saying in those situations,
what?
No.
Okay, you're getting nuts over here.
Well,
I don't
you have to do, Brian, to really enlighten yourself is read some of the testimony of
I give humankind more credit than that.
You have to read some of the states, read the testimony of the states that are going to restrict it. No one is going to completely ban abortion. They're going to restrict abortion.
Really? I like a bridge to sell you in my planet. Planet Neon is third one from the sun.
Why
we
don't you answer the question according to with an argument, not
what
not
you just said was ridiculous. Oh, they're not going to ban abortion. They're just going to restrict it to 3 weeks. Stop
other words,
it. You're being
for
silly.
Rape and medical emergencies,
they're allowing
to save the
that.
Lives they're, of the mother,
they're,
abortion
the new
will
abortion,
be allowed.
The new abortion, they put that in. They said no longer can you say rape or incest. They're still not going to abort that child. Have you listened
to
the order and everything?
That's not true.
That is true.
Let me just ask you, hypothetically, slow your brain down a minute if it's possible.
And wait a minute. Let's go with that. Just because it was rape and incest,
rape and,
you're still killing a life.
If they allow abortion
you're giving that a
for
path.
Rape and incest,
it's still a
are
life.
You on board for restricting it?
No. How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not on board of restricting a woman's right to do what she wants with her body.
Then let me say this. Then you're a fool.
No, you're a fool.
You're saying that women.
No, I value human life. And I value her life. The woman who decides to either abort the baby or keep the baby, she has value. And you are taking away her value, her right from an embryo
saying that the embryo has the same rights as the mother.
You just said that the embryo had the same rights of the mother. That's bullshit.
You're putting words in my mouth, dummy.
I'm not putting anything in your mouth, sir. I am a heterosexual man.
If it does not threaten the life of the mother, you still believe a
that
woman
is
should
a
just
stupid
have abortion
statement
on demand.
From you. First part, you're talking about human life, but then again, you're going to get rid of that human life because it has incest and how it was
you're
consummated.
You're being disingenuous. See, that's the thing.
I am not. You're saying that. Let me ask you, should there be any restrictions on abortion? I'm not going to answer that until you answer this. Listen to me. If a woman got pregnant on rape and incest, should she have the right to abort the baby? Just a simple question.
Okay, in some cases, I would say it may be allowed. In some cases, you're saying
even in some cases you're killing that fetus. In some cases, okay, we should kill it. The baby is still a baby, but you're saying let's kill it. Those are the three scenarios.
Can we agree on that?
No, you're being hypocritical. You're saying in some cases we should kill the child, Brian. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm saying it could – look, I understand this is a difficult situation.
A life is a life. I want it restricted.
You don't.
But the thing about it is – a life is a life. It doesn't matter how the conception was done. You're up there saying, you're saying under certain circumstances, it's okay to kill that life.
I'm never saying it's okay. That's your word, not mine.
Do you want abortion restricted or not?
That's a simple question.
No, I told you 5 times. I don't want anybody to restrict. I don't want any law governed that restricts a woman
that can make a decision about her health. We're oceans apart then. And you're in a lifeboat
that has a hole in it.
What I say is there just has to be a battle. You're talking out of your ass,
and sometimes your ass makes more sense.
It might make right. Well, let's just say a person like you. I don't agree with that.
Oh,
see,
now you're trying to divert. You're trying to divert the attention to me.
Agree with you and 20. And
who gives
a
yeah? You know who put him up there? Donald
state.
Trump, the same guy who says, "Why can't we shoot protesters in the lake?" This is the guy who put – oh, forgot it. Was it Donald Trump?
But
it was Moscow
when
Mitch.
When you say that the personhood of the unborn should be totally discounted, I don't agree with that.
You disagreed with me.
I never
said
that
right on the air that certain circumstances that you agreed that the kids should be aborted.
You're arguing for the last hour
that – the life is a life.
Listen a minute. Listen
a
minute. You don't listen with all that damn wax in your ears.
Hey,
I
you
say
my wax alone.
That abortion
I
should be severely
wax.
Restricted.
And it helps me not to listen to you, so it's protective.
That's
wax.
What I say. You don't listen well at all. That's the reason you
talk out
of
your ass, and sometimes I can't hear you because you sit down. You are not saying it properly. Either you agree that life is life and you can't take it back because of certain circumstances, we killed the life because you think you're justified. You want it both ways. It doesn't work that way.
It does work that way. It's going to work that way.
Well, I'll ask you again. Do you believe that a woman should, if she was raped or incest, should she carry that baby to term? What are you
saying?
And
I said in some cases, yes.
Some cases, yes.
I would
but
say
you,
in most
cases,
yes.
Okay, then
because
you're saying you cannot
right
– you're talking out of your ass
do
again
anything.
Because what happens to life? You're talking about
hold
the
on,
life
that
baby,
baby
life
didn't do anything. That baby is quote-unquote
but you
unquote,
said in
innocent.
Some cases they should abort that baby. So what do you got
now? No, I said
now?
It should, in some cases, maybe. In some cases,
you're
maybe.
Saying the same thing. It means
but
the same
it should
thing.
Be severely restricted.
No. You are putting conditions
see,
on
see, actually, you're saying
you cannot
what
have
you're
it
trying
both
to
ways.
Say that I'm saying. And
no,
you don't realize.
You're trying to have it both ways, and you can't. I'm calling your bullshit. Either you believe
we
that there's a life
it
and it should
ways.
Not be taken, or you believe
but
that there's a life and under certain circumstances
nuance.
We should kill it.
You're sort of a blockhead, okay?
I'm not a blockhead. Listen to me. You,
yeah, you're
I'm
blockhead.
Saying, I'm repeating you. I am just repeating what you're saying, and you either
not
you believe
repeating
that
me,
it's life,
it's bounce,
or you don't.
No. It's bouncing off of empty
murder,
walls
baby
in
killer.
An empty room. You're
hero,
not repeating me. You're repeating you.
Murder.
You don't understand nuance.
I know nuance, and I had her, and she was great, and she did carry the baby to term. She lives in the hood.
There you go. But, yeah,
oh
Brian, it has to be
down.
Severely restricted. That's what the Supreme Court is saying. They're getting rid of this abortion on demand, and they're kicking it down to the states. And then the states will decide, which means the people of that particular state will
well,
decide.
We
so
had
that's
to
the
talk
way it's got
to
go.
We had to, Melissa and I had this talk before you came in and say it will probably be kicked down to the states. And I'm saying all you people who are protesting about this abortion thing, don't go to the Supreme Court. Don't go to their house. What you need to do is pressure your governor. Get for re-election is coming, and we got the midterms coming pretty soon, and then you got an election coming soon. If you
let
really want to make a statement,
hold on,
I
Brian.
Want, if you,
you
really
just,
want to make a statement, you protest on your governor and get him out of office. That was swayed to
let
your.
Let me ask
your,
you a question. Are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe? Okay, what we have now virtually is
baby
abortion
killer.
On demand. Do you believe that it should be?
Why don't you just
restricted?
Kill a baby like a baby seal and club it?
Oh, Brian, let her answer. Damn.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Shit. God dang.
I have, you know, it's such an individual thing. It really is. And I remember when we were going through this a few years ago, and Brian and I got into a huge fight, remember?
How many times?
We had that was a big one.
What? I don't
he
kicked
me out.
And,
we
had an abortion
minute,
fight. We did. It's like I said, it's not for me.
Right.
abortion on demand? I've heard women say the most stupid stuff, right? Well, I didn't want to have I don't know. And it is preventable, right? Pregnancy is preventable, but things happen, right? And if you're not in a committed relationship, boy, you could have some big problems. And do we really need to have more of these poor children in those circumstances, in really horrible settings?
Can we just deal with that right there? No, and the answer is no. So the answer would be adoption. She gives it up. There are plenty of people in the adoption line.
But some of these women will not do the adoption.
They
decide
children.
To put the baby in situations where it's very
Wait
terrible.
Wait a minute, Brian.
Poverty.
You're like a demon. Just hold on a minute.
You keep saying that
selfish.
Adoption is a solution. But a lot of women, I agree with Melissa, a lot of women do not do adoption.
I agree with you, Melissa. It shouldn't be kept by the mother who's unfit. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some mothers that are
so selfish, they don't want to endure a pregnancy.
Right, right. And I'm saying that's where the option of, just like we force men to go to war, okay? We force them to go to war
to
give up life and limb. We should require women to do what they're naturally
designed. Okay, we're getting off the subject. That's another subject about women should be drafted in the army.
You're a blockhead.
Oh, God.
You have to understand that. You're a blockhead.
I'm going to tell you why women – let me tell you something. Since you're a woman,
you're a
blockhead. I do know what I'm talking about. The only time you've been inside of a woman is when you looked at a Playboy magazine. Listen to me. It's very simple. You're going on the same tangent about why women should be drafted in the army. I'll tell you why.
No, I'm simply saying if you can force one to give up time and rights, you can force the other one.
Go ahead. Go ahead, kiddo.
During that time that you cannot, this woman that does not want to have this child, let's say she uses drugs, who is going to police her during the pregnancy to make sure that she's doing the right thing? Who's going to do that?
Okay, who is that question for? Because you got the blockhead.
Just everybody. Just imposing it to both of you.
She is talking
to
us, you down syndrome motherfucker.
All right, I'll let the blockhead go.
She's
going to
drink.
I'll allow the blockhead to go first. Go ahead, blockhead.
Okay, I will. I got 2 minutes. I was going to do another story really quickly. It's a really weird story, but they're going to cut us off in 2 minutes.
2 minutes on a story?
No, I only have 2 minutes left before they cut us. And I was going to do our exit story question, but I'll even give you the title of the story, and then you guys could choose. The title of the story is This Woman Went In. And she got a tattoo. And then she had to run out of the tattoo parlor because she felt uncomfortable for how this guy looked at her and treated her when she's getting a big tattoo around her chest and everything. And now she's claiming damages.
Really?
Here's the title. I'll do it really quickly. It says here, once my shirt was off, things got weird quickly. This woman left in the middle of her tattoo, and her reasons are 100% valid, 1,000% valid. So it said that she had a tattoo, and she then realized that the guy was weird, and she had a panic attack in the car. She says, I need to know if I'm being dramatic or not. I just left the middle of getting my tattoo, like in the middle of my appointment. I got up, and I paid him, and I left. I met this guy at the gym, and he approached me. Because of my tattoos, he was like, oh, I do tattoos. And he gave me his card, and we exchanged information. And I looked him up, and I liked his work. I had a tattoo that I wanted to get all over my stomach, she explains. Meanwhile, he lifted up her shirt. So naturally, I come to the tattoo shop, and he was like, please take off my shirt. I have my pasties on, so I'm literally there without a shirt, and literally just my nipples are covered. And he starts to stare at me, and he talks about how unsymmetrical I was. He starts calling my boobs tits. But the last straw, I turned around, and he... Huh?
Symmetrical. He was saying symmetrical.
Okay, that's what I said, unsymmetrical. What is wrong with you, you uneducated motherfucker? Then he starts calling my boobs tits. But the last straw, I turn around, and he goes, oh, I get why I see you in the gym all the time. You got back rolls. Am I crazy? So she got upset. Another woman says, I would be traumatized. I'm so sorry you had this happen to you. Another woman says, a guy says, as a man, I'm sorry for him. This is completely unacceptable. This is a guy who owns a tattoo shop.
Reasonable assumption of risk.
Right. Here's another woman. This is exactly why I don't go to female artists. The tattoo community has the most toxic men. Sometimes I swear. These are women. Another woman. Who? I'm furious for you, girl. And here's another woman. This is why I got exclusively female artists now. So she was traumatized because a guy called her boobs tits. That's what made her go crazy. She was traumatized because he said, I can see that you have some back rolls here. And she was traumatized because instead of calling my boobs boobs, he called them tits, and that really made me crazy.
Well,
and she got
wait a minute, did you say back rolls?
Back rolls, yeah.
Like
you
fat?
Got back rolls, yeah. You know.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so this is so I'm seeing a picture of her. She has a tattoo all over her front chest and on her stomach. But she got upset with the language he used, and she had to get up in the middle of it, and she got traumatized in a car. And so all these
that's
women are saying,
case.
Oh. But what's even weird is this woman says, I would feel traumatized. I'm so sorry that you had this happen to you. These are the type of women that are out there. As a guy, and then you get this guy, as a man, I'm sorry for him. That is completely unacceptable. What? We're talking about a tattoo here. And another woman
right.
says, absolutely unacceptable. Sorry you had to deal with that. That somebody called your boobs tits and that he says you have back rolls and that he said that and she was traumatized. She had to get up and move. And she got a tattoo all over her chest and her arm. What is going on here, ladies? What is going
on
here?
Ryan, I'll tell you this. You know, a woman who smokes and a woman who gets tattoos is pretty much down for anything. I think this woman is just trying to game this situation.
Now, what are you talking about? She smokes?
Right.
What? What are you saying? Are you saying women who smokes are kind of bad girls?
Well, if you look at it, what is smoking? Smoking represents a deviation from the norm. It's high risk. It's a high risk behavior. So a woman who smokes and a woman who gets tattoos, getting a tattoo is a deviation from the norm too. That's kind of like, you know, I'm out there. So that's the reason most quality men don't like women with tattoos.
He said she's up for anything. So if you saw a woman with a tattoo, you're thinking she's a whore?
Well, let me put it this way. Look, when I see a woman, I'm not going to say that completely, but like it's just like if I see a woman with those studs in her tongue, you know, where she has these, I call them dick stimulators.
That is gross. That's gross.
Wait a minute, what's gross?
Those
me calling it what
in
it
their
is?
Tongue,
or
the tattoos on their face, the snake bites and
yeah, you
eyebrows,
see women with
neck.
These studs. What are they called, Brian? I know you've dealt with it. Where the women have
tongue?
The piercing in their tongue.
Yeah, that's gross.
What about what do you mean where they call piercing of the tongue? I don't know what you're with your
hey, yeah, they they have the tongue piercing, but they have a ball.
Yeah, and?
It's a little ball.
You think they're piercing that
yeah.
tongue or have a stud in their tongue for men to please men? Why can't they do that?
Supposedly
just as a,
they say that. They
yeah,
say that.
I mean, you are demeaning women when you say that. How can you say that?
Well, let me ask you, Brian, do you think it helps with mastication?
It's called a blowjob, my friend, which you never had.
All right, so you agree with it, you blockhead dumbass. That's what
oh,
I just said.
No, I do not agree with it, first of all. First of all,
I'm telling you my personal
preference. My personal preference.
Men do not like women with tattoos.
I had a bad experience
with
Pop Rocks. Horrible experience. My balls have never been the same since then.
Tattoos and piercings are a no-no. That's a rebel.
So how about a woman who smokes? How do you feel about a woman who smokes?
That's a rebel, too. That's a non-negotiable. Most men do not like women who smoke.
Are you saying a woman who smokes is a lot easier, more of a slut than a woman who don't smoke?
What do you think?
I don't think there's a difference. I think if a woman smokes, it has nothing to do with
her sexuality. Wait a minute. I think you're lying.
Back
up a minute. I'm going to give you a second shot. No, I am not lying.
You just cannot accept the truth. If I saw a woman coming down the street smoking, it does not mean that she's a slut or a whore or a deviant.
What does it mean? A woman smoking, what does it mean? Does it mean anything in terms of her behavior?
It has nothing to do with her behavior. There are doctors.
Okay, I'm talking to a
There are nuns. Wait a minute. I'm sure. Wait, I got to go to Melissa. Melissa, back in the day, were there nuns who were smoking at one time?
Never saw it, but we had a priest that smoked.
Exactly.
And he hit it, but you could smell it.
You could smell it.
Yeah.
Well, a priest is a man, Brian. Hello.
Oh. Why do you hate women so much?
See, only a blockhead would ask that question.
But why can't you just be, what's the difference between a priest and a nun smoking?
Hold on, or a mangina, or a super simp. A super simp, a mangina, or a blockhead would ask that question.
Your knuckles drag on the concrete when you walk. You have to wear gloves to shake hands with people. You are Neanderthal.
Hold on.
Women are equal as men and should have the same respect. You should give whether they smoke. How do you feel about a woman smoking a cigar? I think it's very sexy, by the way.
Yeah, and I think what you agree to is where you're hoping she wants to insert the cigar on you.
You bastard.
Next time you go out and you go to a construction site, I know you know where those are, but if you count the number of women that are there expressing their equality with men.
Why at a construction site? What are you talking about?
Well,
by the way,
construction sites are pretty important, right? Where you're living was a construction site at one time, wasn't it?
No. What I live with, people were
yeah, it was a construction
on
site
home.
At one time, Brian.
I wasn't.
Unless you're living, even if you're living under the bridge in the box that you used to live in.
Hey, I live in a Walmart box.
That was a construction site at one time,
in a refrigerator
too.
Box. Leave that alone.
Yeah.
Under a bridge.
Yeah, I hear you. But, Brian, the thing of it is, a woman, smoking is a deviation from the norm. That's why I say it most people, and I help.
At one time, wait, Mr. Solution.
Hey, hold on, shut up a minute.
You got to put, at one time when a woman had a drink, she was considered a whore.
I help you stop stealing yourself.
Maybe the world would have been better off
with you exiting, but I thought your life was I thought your life and health were worth preserving, so I would encourage you.
What does that have to do?
Stop.
We're not talking about my life and health. I'm just saying a woman has the right to have a drink. She has the right to have a cigarette without calling her.
What I'm saying is that smoking is not a wise thing, and it
it's
represents
not wise.
Rebel
talking
behavior.
Talking to you is not wise.
Women.
You just killed
women
a lot of my brain cells, and I needed them.
Women
Listen
who
to me.
Right, right. Women who smoke
Listen.
Are exercising rebellious behavior. The same
and
thing with
what?
Women who get tattoos and also body
and
piercing.
What? Okay.
Because men don't like that. Quality
men
don't like piercing and tattoos on women.
I don't know. You're behind the times, my friend.
You're behind a lot of things.
You know, 1967, they're calling you back to get – no. Nowadays,
no, Brian, hold on. Let's ask Melissa. Melissa, let me just say this. You are much more mature than Brian, in my experience. Brian is a puer eternus. He's an eternal boy.
Are you saying I have the Peter Pan syndrome? I'm going to look that up.
Look it up.
At any rate,
what do you say about a woman who smokes, gets body piercing, and tattoos?
Yeah.
Do you
it's
think there's a commonality?
Like abortion, you know?
Huh?
I think it's a personal thing. It's a personal
but he's
thing.
Saying that he is saying that if he tells a woman smoking, she's a deviant, a rebel, and she's up for anything. And he's referring to a sexual
nature. Number one, smoking.
You just said
that
she's pretty much up to
side.
Anything. Melissa Hurt.
Man
what you
or
said.
Woman, it says I live on the wild side. But from a sexual standpoint, a woman that smokes, generally is more loose than she otherwise would be.
Is that true, Melissa? Is that true?
I don't really think so.
I really don't think so.
Well, let me ask you this, Melissa. Do you agree that smoking is risky behavior?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you believe
that
smoking
is
a deviation from what we would consider the norm, right? So when one applies that to sexual behavior, and we are sexual beings, that's part of our makeup, a woman who will smoke is more likely, I'm not saying absolutely she will, but she's more likely to engage in other risky behavior, whatever that may
be. No. Just because she does one, does that mean she's going to be going down to the cities and trying to score some cocaine or Oxycontin because she's a smoker? Everybody... I mean, I'm going to say this. You know,
I'll defer to you in knowing more about
great,
women.
Great, defer to me because I want to say something. Men who are in the corporate world who are investors on a stock market, they're doing risky behavior. They are doing risky behavior. People who invest in things are doing risky behavior. So you have to understand that we do risky behavior. Going down, going to the store and going to, which I love to do, the Day Old Bakery section, and these cupcakes that used to be $4.95 and now they're 99 cents. Woo! Risky behavior. They're good, but it's risky behavior.
So, Brian, let me see.
How about dating a person that you don't know? Wait a minute. No, listen. I'll shut up after this. As far as dating someone, you don't know, getting in a car with them to go another place or having dinner with them and you really don't know them is called a date. It's risky behavior. So just because someone smokes and you're saying it's risky behavior, does that lead to another area of their deviant behavior? Just because they smoke, they're gonna jump out of an airplane with just a water balloon. It doesn't make sense.
You're not quoting me accurately. I said more likely.
You just said
risky
behavior.
But look here, there are
behavior.
Some risky behaviors. Well, life itself is a risk, and there are some.
Yes.
There are some risky behaviors that are more valuable than others. Now, you just mentioned the stock market. The stock market improves more people's financial conditions who invest in the stock market.
No, it does not.
Hold on.
Have you ever heard of the stock market crash? People jumping out of buildings.
The stock market positively improves more people's financial condition than any other economic venue.
Okay. You're talking out of your ass and you farted.
Hold on. Shut up. You're being a blockhead.
Are you invested in the stock market? Let me tell you something. You're only talking about a 10%
I'm asking you a question. Answer my question. Are you invested in the stock market?
Yes, I am, and it's none of your damn business. You made my stock go down because I'm talking to you.
Okay, so you are invested. Now, I would say that decision probably didn't originate with you.
What?
Because it's too smart.
You know what? I had just about enough of you.
It's too smart. When you told me, Now,
our daily decisions are risky behavior.
It'll recover. It will recover. But I don't think you made an appropriate analogy. But since you don't know analogy.
I did. I'm saying the way the human our society is risky behavior. So when you're saying when one does a risky behavior does not mean that you're going to
go through
the other
side. Investing in the stock market under the advisement of a good financial advisor falls nowhere in the context of risky behavior such as smoking.
Are you kidding
me? Stupid.
Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? You cannot say that with a straight face. There are people who have lost their life savings. There are people who committed